Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Boy, we were just having some real, real DJ fun.
We were.
Yeah. And you can't do what we just did, and we used to do on the air. We can't do on the air anymore, but we can do it in the privacy of our own studio.
Now, we could have taken, if that call would be ringing right now, we could answer it now on the air.
On the request line.
On the request line.
Yes, it is. It is a request line.
Yeah. Before the show, we're sitting here, and I'm so proud of all of you. Everybody, this is from me to you. You know, bravo. Everybody's here in place.
Look at that.
To start the show today.
Yeah. We're all together. All together now.
And as a matter of fact, everybody was here so early. Everybody was so ready. It was like 2 minutes until showtime. And I'm not used to Mike being here, being set up. Buzz is set up.
Right.
Robbie's set up. I said, look, who's calling? You know, the phones don't start to ring until
you said it that way, calling.
Start the show.
Look who's calling.
Who's calling? And I said to Rob, I said, where's area code 888? Mike said, that's a free call.
Toll free.
Toll free. Mm-hmm. Telemarketer, maybe.
Probably.
So we just picked it up. Hello. Guy says, hi, I'm looking for Emily. What was the name?
Emily Marie.
Emily Marie.
She's busy right now. Can I help you? Well, so-and-so from Bank of America.
Ah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. I ended up giving the phone to Rob.
Yeah, putting on Emily, and Rob was using his regular voice.
Rob was just, like, getting the studio cleaned up and talking to the guy in his regular voice going, yeah, this is Emily. Uh-huh. But I'm very accident-prone.
I have terrible credit. I don't care for your institution.
Anyway, that was the fun we were having just moments ago.
I said that yesterday I fell out of a huge tree, and he still offered me accident protection.
He said you're very accident-prone.
Very accident. This stuff happens all the time.
Can't explain it.
My name is Emily, and I'm accident-prone.
Emily?
Emily!
Hey, did you just put away that tape? That the one that was right there? The one that would have gone in that hole? The one that says you're a Nazi?
You know what? I may have.
Did you put that one away?
I may have.
Mr. Tidy.
Maybe subconsciously you've seen the light.
Mm. Freud, do you think that's Sigmund talking to you?
I don't think so.
I think it is. I think in his heart of hearts, deep down inside, he wants to separate himself from those horrible tapes.
Besides, Freud was German, too.
That's what he wants.
Maybe not.
Hello.
Oh. Go ahead, Mr. Shannon. I see you've got some bad comedy. I sound like Homo Joe.
Massachusetts is allowing gay marriages. The only marriage that's illegal in Boston, the Red Sox, and the World Series trophy.
That's not funny, Mr. Shannon.
Indeed.
Seal, you know the singer Seal?
Right.
Yeah. Has moved in with gal pal Heidi Klum. She feels so comfortable with him. Plus, she can curl up and sleep in one of the pits in his face.
Not funny, Mr. Shannon.
Not at all.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's probably one of the best ones we've ever had. And that's not saying much.
No.
Not saying there's money. Let's sing a song for you right now.
Fidel Castro held a huge anti-American march.
Huh.
Or as they call it in Cuba, Saturday.
Very funny, Mr. Shannon. Just shower us with more of your prepared
that
comments.
One, you like that one, huh?
I like Seal.
NBC has canceled Whoopi, starring Whoopi Goldberg.
True.
They figured with the network news showing all of those Iraqi prisoner photos, America has seen enough unpleasant-looking images on TV.
Oh, my God.
It's quite a walk, wasn't it?
Yeah, that
it
sure was quite a journey for that joke.
It sure was. Let me see if I got a groaner here.
Do they have groaners, Mr. Shannon?
Are those worse?
Yeah, here you go.
It's funny that those aren't the groaners. That's scary.
Yeah.
Groaners. Groaners, groaners, groaners. Oh, okay.
Billy Joel is going to publish kids' books. The first one will be called Hey Kid, Help Me Pull My Beamer Out of Your Sandbox.
It's horrible writing.
Oh,
it's horrible writing.
You know, I got an email this morning from the Bitman.
Yeah.
He said, you know, your free subscription is up. And since I've written for Leno and Letterman, let me write for you.
There you go.
So the Bitman sends his best.
So you know, I know because I know guys that have done that. You can claim that.
Right.
If you pick, you know, if you simply send a letter or fax him a joke.
Right.
That's right.
Hello.
Bitman.
Hey, guys. Italian police in Rome are using a Lamborghini that can reach 185 miles per hour as a police cruiser. They now have the shortest cops show in the world.
Oh, man.
I know.
Wow. Terrible.
The poor, lonely guys who write these.
Thank you, Bitman. Okay.
We love you, Bitman.
Here you go. One more. You always close with a strong one.
Yeah, of course.
Alex,
yeah.
If you're listening in the back room.
Yes, you know, mentor him. Mentor
close
him.
With a strong one. And incidentally, Alex, you're free to use these tonight on your show.
Go for it.
Any of these jokes that are left over tonight at 11 o'clock on WJFK.
Non-exclusive prepared comedy. Wow.
It's now being reported that male prisoners in Iraq were forced to wear women's maxi pads. The good news is the prisoners were then able to go horseback riding, swimming, and play volleyball.
Okay, all right, you know what? That's not too bad.
No,
really, not too bad, really.
Hello.
You know what?
Hello.
Maybe of all of them that you've ever read,
right.
That
hello.
One legitimately made me laugh.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, now.
All right, we'll stop there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. And here they come.
Just kill them dead. Kill them dead.
You know what else you did? Hey, boy, you put away your daughter.
I did not.
Oh, hold on. I've got her. She was right
Grab
here.
Her. Please be gentle with her.
Somebody
right
watch her, please.
She was right here.
Hello.
Grab her.
Not as tall as
he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself.
Yeah.
A man of faith. A man of hate and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Hello.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. My son is almost a yard tall.
Yay.
And on the ship to sea, under the artistic direction of Mr. Clive Davis, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. Don and Mike show, a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday. 05/19/04.
Hi, Donald. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. May 19, 2-04. Call us from anywhere in America.
All right.
877-365-3636 from Canada. Please to be calling 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK. I saw that. 202-432-1067. I made no comments on your body odor or lack thereof today.
I might have had a little cigar smell to me when I came in today because I enjoyed a fabulous cigar on my way into work today.
Oh, very nice.
Congratulations. Welcome to the club.
It's delicious.
Welcome to the club.
I know you shouldn't describe a cigar like that, but it was.
Well, it should be.
Was it?
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
I know it's silly to describe it like that.
In the cigar magazines, where they describe them, they describe cigars
nutty,
with orange peel,
and
nutmeg,
and of cinnamon.
Yeah,
you know, and really, it's smoke and
it's
some
a cigar.
Of them,
don't they say like cinnamon overtones and chocolate undertones?
Chocolate. Yeah. They use chocolate a lot.
Mm-hmm. I wish. Show me the cigar that is like chocolate.
Well, they make chocolate cigars.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I mean a real cigar. It
right,
like a chocolate
bubble.
Cigar.
Gotta like that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, let's take a call. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi. You're the first call on a show, so don't suck.
Sorry. Okay, it won't suck. I'm pretty cool like that.
Oh, you sounded, dude.
Yeah, there's trouble right there.
You sounded. Hold on a second.
I feel better.
Joe's bringing in a phone number.
Just in.
Is this Dale?
You got it.
Oh, man. LOSA coming up.
Dale's a funny guy.
Lack of self-awareness.
Dale's a funny guy. He's got a joke.
You guys ready?
Yeah, Joe's got the number he's calling from. You know the deal. If we don't laugh at the joke, and we're ready to laugh.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning
Please,
of the show.
Right at the front of the show. You've been thinking about this a long time, Dale?
Yeah, I've been trying to call you guys for a while, but I never get through.
You know, the man has not stepped on us today. We're feeling good. We're loving life.
That
we're
could ready. Change right now.
We're ready to laugh.
Okay.
Dale, you know, if we don't laugh at the joke, we give out your phone number.
Yep, I know the drill.
All right, go ahead, Dale.
All right. So anyway, there's a penguin driving through the desert, right? And his air conditioner goes off.
He's driving through a desert, and his air conditioner goes off.
Jack!
So...
You know the ending?
He'll never make it work.
Dale, if you walk away now.
No, it's too late, Buzz.
Is it too late?
All right. But you know what? Hold on a second. Let me ask Rob a question. Before you make that decision, Don, I just want to offer this. Let me offer this.
Uh-huh.
Rob, long way to go on this joke?
It's not a short joke. I'm not necessarily sure we can even carry the punchline.
Is this last year's penguin
really?
Joke?
Have you heard it before?
So we'd have to edit
hold
it.
Hold on. Well, either way, come on, guys.
He's burned anyway.
Let's roll with it. Let him go with the
he's
joke.
He's in, so he may as well go.
Go ahead, Dale.
Okay, so anyways, his air conditioner goes out, And so he rolls his windows up to keep as cool as he can until he gets to the next service station.
I understand, because it's so hot.
Yeah.
Exactly, and he's a penguin.
Yeah, he's a penguin.
So once he gets there, he gets into the service station, pulls his car in, and tells the guy to fix it, and he'll be in the store.
Can I just stop you for a second now? How come the guy doesn't say, what's a penguin doing driving a car?
Now, that's the land of joke reality. You have to have a free pass.
I'm sorry.
A customer, Don.
All right, I will have to suspend disbelief.
But you feel free to tee off on him about delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delivery, Mike. I beg to differ.
I'm riveted.
It's pure gold. It's pure gold, Mike. Solid gold.
So he goes into the store while his car's getting fixed and decides to chill out in the freezer.
Chill out into the store. I don't open my mouth.
Hey.
And so,
sorry, I'm being rough on him.
So he's in the freezer eating ice cream, as much ice cream as he wants, because he's going to pay for it.
Let me just say that all of you guys, you sure will be feeling bad when you find out that this is, in fact, funny man Frank Castellano, who was on this show yesterday.
I missed the show yesterday, guys.
Where are you calling from? What part of the country?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
So, once his, he waits about a couple hours, he's in the freezer, and then he decides, hey, I'll come out now, see if my car's ready.
Uh-huh.
So he comes out, pays for the ice cream he just ate.
Right.
And then he goes out to the guy that's fixing his car.
Oh, says, ye of little faith.
I know that this, may I mention, now I have remembered the joke, and I will be more specific than Rob, saying we will not be able to hear the punchline, because it involves number three.
Mike, so
you've heard this.
I'll delete it out. I've not heard it yet. Let me just say that I feel like the guy in the Catskills 40 years ago who saw a young Woody Allen.
I know.
Color me guilty for
I
seeing...
spilled my drink. I'm so upset.
Color me guilty for seeing the best in people.
I know.
the best and brightest that America has to offer.
Well, it's in the words of our military. Let's roll.
Continue.
Let's do it.
Cowboy up.
Okay. So he walks out to the guy fixing his car.
Yeah.
And he says to the guy, so, you found out what the problem is with my air conditioner.
I'm really glad that you were the first call we took today.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
It does set the tone. It's actually putting me in a very good mood.
So,
who doesn't love to laugh?
When he asked the service guy, he's going, hey, so what's wrong with the air conditioner?
Oh, this is the penguin.
Penguin.
You don't want to restate a fact before you get to the punchline.
Sorry, Rob.
What's all over the penguin's face?
Well, you'll find out. Just one second.
Okay, so. Whatever.
Now, Rob is not in a good mood based on this caller.
Rob, stop heckling this guy.
Heckling? I'm trying to help him.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay, so
I want you to be like Paula. Don't be like Simon.
Okay. Yeah,
sometimes you need to. Sometimes you need to mask that hatred, Rob.
Can't you tell when a guy's
on a
roll?
Hey, I like his persistence. He's hanging in there.
Yeah. Come on, slay me. I'm ready.
All right. So the service station guy says to the penguin, he goes, from the looks of the car, looks like he blew a seal here. And then the penguin says, oh, no, sorry, that's vanilla ice cream.
See, we didn't have to, I don't think we had
to delete it. No, you didn't have to delete it. I just remembered it had something
to be deleted out.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody, this guy Dale, Salt Lake City, area code 801-955-9428.
Call him, won't you?
Again, his phone number, 801.
You were laughing throughout the whole joke before I finished it.
Yes. Well, based on your delivery, you did bring us joy.
955-9428. But Dale, the joke itself is not funny.
Not funny, and on a technicality, must be punished.
Because I never got to tell all the way through. I have too many stops with you guys.
Well, yeah, that's exactly
it. Lacked momentum.
That's exactly it.
The next time, it might work better if you take your time with it.
Too many stops or interruptions, as some people say.
And Dale, the good news is that we do have a national show that's regionally syndicated coast to coast in almost 50 cities, and or maybe 70 cities, we're not really sure, or maybe 35 cities. But either way, there's a lot of people listening, and maybe there's a talent director out there listening.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
And Dale seems like a nice guy, so people should be nice if they give him a call, and remember that night and weekend rates will save you money.
Hey, that one was for Trevor. He's my gay lover.
You know, I've come around on this guy, and if I saw him in a basement in Kansas, I think I would offer him a contract.
There you go. Thank you, Clive.
All right, goodbye, dummy.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye, Dale.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Was that an AW? Was that an AW?
Did you throw
an AW in our way?
No.
Yeah.
I heard the A, and then I heard W. At
I heard
end.
Ass. Was there a W after that?
There was no W after that. Just ass is with an S after that.
Yeah, I didn't hear the W.
It was A with three S's.
I got the book out.
Hey, I'm sorry,
we might
guys.
Have to, really, I know it's the first call, but Don, I think we might have to go to the tape again just to make sure. And there's a child involved. Are you caring for a youngster?
Of course there is.
He's running around the house.
Is it your child?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How old are you?
I'm 30.
You sound like you're 8.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm 21.
You're 21. Is that your son?
Stepson.
That's your stepson. And where's mom? Is mom at work?
She just barely left for work.
She just barely left for work.
So you married? Did you marry an older woman?
No, she's the same age.
Sure.
Of course. Did you marry her? Or you just
engaged.
Just engaged. Just brief. Just brief.
So yeah, I haven't put the handcuffs on yet. Yeah.
So the youngster that is under your care, what's its name?
Marquise Pissy Pants.
Marquise Pissy Pants. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you have facial hair?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah. Little, one of those little thin beards?
No.
Do you look like Britney Spears' new boyfriend?
No, not even close.
Do you look like Squiggy from Lenny and Squiggy?
No.
I'm
brown.
Oh, are you
brown skin?
Are you Mexican-American?
Are you ebony?
No, I'm Filipino-American.
You're Filipino? Do you have any tattoos?
You know I do.
Of course, I do. Yes, so that's why I asked.
are you powerful, skinny?
No, I'm a big boy.
Really?
Really?
You like a Samoan?
Kinda.
Really? How much you weigh? How much you weigh, Tiny?
200.
Oh, okay.
How many times you vote for Jasmine last night?
Who? Jasmine?
Right.
I didn't even watch American Idol. I work night shifts now.
At least you knew we were talking about American Idol.
Eddie works
at night.
Eddie works. What do you do?
I work at this company called O.C. Tanner.
And what do they do?
A lot of jewelry. I don't know if you heard about them, but when they had the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, they were the ones who made the medals.
Ah, really?
Oh, you mean the medals that got all the excitement?
Yeah.
Right.
For that company.
It's very exciting.
Oh, right.
Do you have any samples of your products at home that you've stolen?
No, they're doing a big crackdown on stealing.
Yeah,
really? Well, thank God. Thank God you got away with it for so long.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Wow. What's not to like with this guy?
What's the biggest thing you ever stole and got away with?
The biggest thing I ever stole?
Yeah.
From
this place. Not from another place. From this place.
Just from where I work at? The only thing I take is batteries.
Batteries? How many batteries?
Just a couple double A's here.
Whatever he needs.
Come on.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure people in this building have stolen a lot of batteries.
More than batteries.
Yeah, everyone takes batteries.
Yeah, but come on, you're working with jewels, though. You never stole anything good?
Oh, man, they got cameras all over the place.
Really? You never stole a gold brick?
No, I'm tempted, but no.
Tempted? They got damn
big gold bricks.
Gold bricks
bring in the meltdown for the gold medals?
Yeah, they just have them all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Just big bricks of gold.
These are paperweights. And what does your lady do, your fiance?
She manages at a hair cutting salon.
All right, it's
good work.
You know what it is? It's the American dream.
That's right. Nice work, if you can get it.
With the exception of the fact that we had to give out your phone number because your joke was so bad. Other than that, you are the American dream.
That's great.
Would you like to be honest about the AW comment you made when we were getting off the phone with you so we don't have to go back and listen to the tape?
No, seriously, I just said asses with A-S-S-S.
And what is what is little Velveeta doing back there?
He's running around blowing up balloons.
Marquise would be how old?
He just turned 5 over the weekend.
5, which would make your girlfriend's the same age as you, 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 subtract 5. What does
16,
that get?
16, Mike.
16 she had the baby.
That would be, she's 16.
Started
conceived
young.
At 15.
Yeah, she got pregnant when she was 15.
Hey, don't forget it happened to James. Mm-hmm. Remember James at 15?
Yes.
I don't think he knocked up a girl on that show, but
no.
There was a creepy show called James at 15.
So you two crazy kookalas are raising the any more children besides the boy?
Got one in the oven.
Oh, she's
got
pregnant.
One in the oven.
This is yours? You.
By me. Uh-huh.
You. You just can't stop, can you?
This is the last one. I'm going to get cut after this.
Oh, of course. Now you're telling me at 21, uh-huh. You're going to get a vasectomy.
Listen, if I had a time machine, I'd go back with my brother Jim, and I would have gotten him when he was 14.
Wow. So, those are your nuts, Joe? So Joe left his nuts.
You should know. Mike's not making a joke.
No.
Joe left his can of Planters peanuts in the studio.
Ah. Well, we were wondering who's... Whose those were?
Whose nuts those were?
Those were Joe's nuts.
Nothing wrong with having a snack during the broadcast.
Hey, Tracy. Where's my Sticky Fingers album?
Come on now, I need my mixed nuts.
So, listen, dude, you've been on the show like 20 minutes.
Yeah, this is great.
Are you having fun?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Is it your lady friend, your fiance, the mother of your child, mm-hmm. is she also from the great region of the country referred to as the Philippines?
Nope, she's mixed with Spanish and Mexican.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, brother.
Does she speak English?
That's the only thing she speaks.
Anybody in your family with blue eyes?
Yeah, I got my dad. He's white. His brother got blue eyes.
His brother's got blue eyes.
Good answer.
You know, he's hanging in there with us.
I'm getting to like this kid more and more.
Mike, he's not a kid.
He's a grown man. He's a father. He's 21.
I got hair down there.
Proud of it.
What are you doing in Salt Lake City?
I don't even know what the hell I'm doing here.
Really? Oh, come on, really, what are you doing there? Because the perception of Salt Lake, outside Salt Lake, is that it's a very uptight community.
Yeah, most of it is. All these damn hypocritical Mormons. I could really care less about them.
Uh-huh. So what are you doing there?
This is where my dad's family was all from, and so that's why they live here.
Okay, you having a good time out there?
Yeah.
Is our show the highlight of your day?
Every day is the highlight of my day.
That's
all I look forward to.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you, dude. I hope that we'll be here for you when the life's next tragedy comes knocking on your door.
And I'll call again to have you guys cheer up my day.
You know, we gave out your phone number, but you were not put in the book.
You were not put in the
you
book.
You came close to being. If the AW thing, you know, if we researched it, but I don't think we want to now. Yeah. We would have put you in the book.
But it's clean.
But we saved you. Yeah. Who says that your Don and Mike show is not an all-loving, all-caring show?
Oh, you guys are the men.
Forgiving. Show, you know what? I'll tell you.
Look at this.
Show, when we have calls like this, I just like...
You could have...
You know, we take time and care with some of these calls, though.
We could have just... I want to say something, but don't take it the wrong... I feel like Doonesbury. We could have... cut his head off. And I would have said that a week ago without fear that someone
right.
would have... I'm not making a joke about...
Zach, no.
You know, in theory...
Could have wailed on
him. Yes. We could have whacked him.
Mm-hmm.
We could have whacked him.
But it turned out okay.
Didn't happen.
Still could go wrong, though. He's still on the line.
He was in the trunk of our car. Right. And, you know, we were saying to him, aren't you dead yet?
But we're freeing him now.
Here he is.
We heard the muffled scream.
So what was that?
I said, you took the plastic off my face.
Uh-huh. We did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, we did. Welcome back, friend.
You know, you just really saved yourself. Because how did you know we were going to wrap your head in a plastic bag?
Oh, you're...
How did you know?
I watched The Sopranos.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you're safe. Get out of here.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right, hang up now.
All right, you
bye
too.
Now.
Bye, ass.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
There you know, he saved it. We made a friend.
There he goes. One guy.
You know what? I like when we nurture callers a little bit. You know, that could go terribly wrong sometimes, but once in a while, we part as friends.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, Mike.
Sometimes it happens.
You know what it is? We got to come in here. I got to come in here, and you got to come in here with the right attitude.
Right, exactly.
Like today we're having a good day.
Yes.
You know, if we had been having a bad day,
right.
I guarantee he would be coming out. You know,
he'd
be part of our food later.
Sure. Washing up in a suit. Yeah. I'm actually having a horrible day. I'm just a trained professional.
You're lying. I know you're not having a horrible day.
No, I'm having a very good
day. I know everybody's having a very good day today.
Yeah.
Everybody. What do you got there, Rob? What the hell is this?
He ain't got no walking stick. He don't need no...
What the hell is this?
He ain't got no hand kick.
It's the theme to James at 15.
Later became James at 16.
Do you remember that show?
I do not remember that show. NBC.
Yes, that was like one of
who was James?
Some guy who looked like he could have been on the show Family.
Oh, really?
You know, he was a splotchy kid who was, and it was, they were trying to show what it was like being a kid at 16.
I scare myself sometimes. His name is Lance Kerwin.
That's right.
Of course, Bruce. Of course,
Lance Kerwin.
Of course.
What possible good would that do you outside of what you just did?
James at 15. Listen, before we hit the first break here, and before I guess we'll discuss American Idol, why not? We always do. It's almost over. Just mark my words, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go on the record with this, as Mike likes saying.
Really? Big?
Here's my Donnie Locke of the century.
Yes.
I'm like one of those idiots on Sunday morning when you're trying to watch football and all you got
is your parlay.
All you got is some big fat guy going,
It's the Niners plus six. Call my hotline now.
Right.
My guaranteed play of the week. Last week I told you the Broncos would upset the Ravens.
Now what is your lock of the week?
Fantasia's out.
I like it.
That it is the tarred factor of America.
It's gonna happen.
Standing up tonight to the fact that Simon Cowell has already said Fantasia's the
winner. Looking back to you, you're the winner.
Yeah. He said to the Hawaiian chick, he said, that's it, your time is over.
Would you like to give a reason for it, though?
I think it's simply the tarred factor. I think that so many people watch the show now, and what's the fun?
We brought this up. We may have brought this up on the air or in the office. I do believe that because of the time difference in Hawaii, when they run that, the Hawaiian people have free access.
They have three opportunities. They can call in the two-hour window after the East Coast showing. They can call in the two-hour window after the West Coast showing. And they can call in the two-hour window after the Hawaiian showing.
I don't think they have any control over that.
Of course,
right?
In theory, you could do that from anywhere in America.
True. Also
you,
true.
From, if, you know, from New Jersey, you
right.
could call in all three time zones if you wanted to.
This is true.
But, Mike, like I was telling you, it's those tricky Hawaiians.
Here's what I think. I don't think they're the tricky Hawaiians are smart enough to know that. I think with the tricky Hawaiians, the advantage that they have is that when it's run in Hawaii, there is no one else calling in. So they can literally, they have free reign. When everybody else calls on the East and West Coast, they're being, you know, blown out by everybody else.
And mark my words about this, that there's the large percentage of people that realize Fantasia is the best singer.
Yes, and as I discussed with somebody last night, the most original.
We all know that she is, but here's what's pissing off America.
What?
The fact that now they're telling us that she's the best.
Ah, and we don't stand
for that. We already know she's the best.
But I don't like being told.
Right.
I don't like the
judges. There you go.
That's America.
There you go.
Feeling the pressure.
There you go.
Of the bad votes. And I don't like the judges trying their damnedest to steer this competition.
And,
it's not fair.
America has already figured out that the tarred factor, and I hope that this somehow works its way over to the presidential election, the tarred factor is the great unknown.
And with what I said also, can I tell you, Jasmine does not belong to be
no.
in, it does not belong to
she
the
doesn't.
Top eight.
She
much
doesn't.
Less the top two.
She doesn't, but at this point,
she's horrible.
But Mike, at this point, it's us against them. And when you're watching it at home, and all of them.
But they're telling us, Jasmine, you're out of the competition.
Simon, Randy, Paula, as far as I know, heterosexual Clive Davis. All of them saying.
Clive Davis was pretty right on with his comments. I thought Clive Davis.
She's the best.
I thought his comments, really, of all the guests they've had, he really had more intelligent things to say to those people than anybody else.
But you mark my words, tonight will be a watershed moment in television. The night that it all went down the drain. Tomorrow, everybody.
When the show blew up?
Tonight, everybody will be saying, this is the end of American Idol. What the hell is wrong with people? They'll have to yell at the audience tonight. When it comes down to being Jasmine and the fat girl Diana.
Wow.
Is that.
That'll be
listen,
great.
That, if you got money. If you got, I'm not sure about it.
Can you imagine a final with
Jasmine and Diana,
and we have to, you know, endure another week of looking at Diana's mother?
And Diana would win that. Although let's say that it got to that.
Uh-huh. It's for Diana's mom. I know that you've, you know, many years ago, you made the conscious decision to say, to hell with it. I'm not. I mean, I'm getting up in the morning. I'm cutting my hair like a man. I'm not going to put any makeup on. But do you think maybe even a new muumuu could be thrown on for that, and we have to look at Diana's man mom every time we. I'm sorry, last night it was just too much of her.
I find her sexy.
Of course you do.
I find her mother delicious, delightful.
So you.
Erotic.
You are staking your reputation.
On the tards.
Fantasia being voted off.
On the tards. And also, you wanted to talk about someone who really is sick in the head? Guess who voted last night 8 times for Jasmine?
You.
You're looking at him.
There you go. Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It took me an hour hitting the redial button constantly. Remind me when I was a kid, you used to call radio stations.
All right. If Fantasia makes it in, you know, just I'm going to give you that option. If Fantasia makes it in, who's out, Diana or Jasmine?
Oh, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Is she? It's either it's all or nothing. You know, as far as this parlay,
it's either normal or it's not normal.
Right.
And I'm praying that my fellow tards watched that show last night and thought, listen, at this point, they're all going to get recording contracts. And even if they don't, who cares? They've been on TV.
I think Diana...
They've abused us.
Fantasia and LaToya will get recording contracts. I think that you will see Jasmine, opening up for Don Ho.
Whatever. I mean, they've all got a certain level of celebrity. And frankly, let's be honest, who really cares if these idiots turn out to be stars or not?
But Jasmine is cute. I mean, she is good looking.
They're just on TV
And nobody really stood out this year, right?
To help us waste an hour.
Yeah.
But we did determine something about Jasmine last night.
What's that?
Her legs don't match her body.
Right. Oh, Rock.
You think her legs are too thick?
Oh, she's got nice legs.
She's got muscular legs.
But they do not match her body.
She's got Hillary Clinton legs. They look like Popeye's forearms.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, no, you got to look at the shot of Jasmine.
I was staring at them last night.
No,
I thought they were muscly.
No, those big ham hocks do not fit that little, that little petite
top. Well, up top, she's not real big. But you know what? One thing I discovered about Diana DeGarmo last night was, she was wearing something that highlighted her up top.
Also,
and I think she should have done that all along.
That happens when you're with
But you mom. Know what? I bet Mom doesn't want it.
I think they rolled her in saran wrap, too, because her belly was in a little bit last night.
Yeah, seemed to have a proper girdle on.
Which pushed her boobs up.
Right.
Proper girdle. Proper restraint.
Be a deer and get me my proper girdle.
Where is my proper girdle?
Be a deer.
So you think it's going to be something wacky? I don't think so.
Yes, I do. I think so. Jamart, you heard it here.
Yeah.
I could be
wrong. Surprised.
I say a million things. That's why every once in a while I'm right.
Okay, if you're right about this, I'm taking you to Troy.
Don and Mike show. Then it would be my second time singing.
Also, a lot of filler tonight because an hour episode tonight.
Hour long?
Yeah. So look for a production
number. It's like TiVo to me.
Mm-hmm. I go, fantastic. I love that show. I love it.
I hope they make Clive sing.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Who is this? Eric?
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Oh, it's Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, I got to agree with you about that Hawaiian chick. There's no way that any of the other two chicks have a chance because Hawaii is going to vote her right over the top.
All right. Thank you. This isn't the last guy that just called?
Hey, Don, one thing.
Yes.
Thank you for introducing me to 24. That is the greatest show in the world.
Oh, I'll take credit for that. You're welcome. And last night's episode, I'm telling you, when they got an ad that says they're going to kill two of them,
right?
They kill two of them.
Yep.
Two of the major players on that show, Sherry Palmer, boom, dead, out. The girl that was with the old guy with the prescription, boom, dead, out.
Two of the main characters.
They are dead.
Yeah.
Dead got lead in the head.
When's the last one?
I think two more. I think they got two more left.
I thought there was only one more after
Is there
this.
Only one more after this?
I think they're down to the...
Two.
Oh, two more? Oh, good. Because there's no way he could save the world in just an hour.
But
it's going to take 2 hours.
But that's a good payoff on 24. That's
2 hours to save the world.
Right.
It's a good show.
And that promo, when they run the promos for that show, he's got the... They light him kind of... Has he had anything done?
Kiefer?
Is he old enough to have stuff done?
I think he is, Mike. I think that also he's aged to like Mac Davis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think he's had a nip and a tuck.
Yeah, that he's alive. Although, every once in a while, you see like on HBO a movie, and you see Kiefer Sutherland, and you look at it, and it's from like maybe 10 or 15 years
ago. Yeah, and he's a kid.
He looks so young.
Right.
That I figure now, how old is he? Maybe... 30, he can't be 40, right?
I think probably one reason, cigarettes.
Yeah, and everything
and booze,
else.
Right. A lot of booze.
Yeah. And everything else.
Well, that keeps you young.
Yeah.
As long as you quit.
Mike O'Mara.
As long as you quit the smokes.
Uh-huh.
Well,
Mike O'Mara.
Which I'm working on.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jimmy.
What's up?
Did I hear something?
What the f*** is that?
Is
that
flat? What? No.
What the f*** is that a blow with a seat?
Good heavens, no.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks for listening, Chief. It's The Don and Mike Show.
You got that, Chief?
Yeah, Chief.
Hey, Chief. So yesterday, we were talking about, the other day we were talking about Ryan Seacrest and his TV show being canceled.
Yes,
a girl afternoon talk show. And then we had a girl, Amy, who's actually won the trip to go out there and be on his show.
Yeah, she said that they called her and everything is fine. They just moved some scheduling around, but she's still going out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rob was just telling us, step up please, Rob. Rob is in his car and he gets a call from Shondell, who works here at the station, and she's with the general manager of the UPN station, UPN
right.
20.
Sure. Some powerful guy over there, and he was curious as to where we had heard this and if I had any more details, because the people at Channel 20, who carries the show locally, had no idea it had been canceled.
Interesting.
And I said, well, all I can tell you is that it has indeed been given the axe because of low ratings. And I said, and be sure to stay tuned to the Don and Mike Show, because we do have our finger on the pulse of Hollywood.
Of course.
To which he replied, well, thanks for letting me know that I'm losing the show that I've just spent millions of dollars promoting.
Wow.
Yeah. So hello to our friends at WDCA.
Wow. And any more word on that show, on the Ryan Seacrest show?
I didn't see anything today beyond the fact that it's days unnumbered.
My God, it couldn't be an ugly hoax, could it?
No, absolutely not. It's canceled.
No one would care.
It's out of there. Okay, and yesterday we didn't talk about this. Let's call Penny. See if Penny's around.
Penny.
Little Penny.
Yes.
Penny. And not Penny Hardaway.
No.
And not the little... remember when they had the doll for a while, the Penny Hardaway doll? It's Little Penny. Uh-huh. Chris Rock's voice.
Right.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm there. Okay, yeah, it's three. All right, I'm gonna ride along in the back of the car.
And it's definitely the...
Now line one, Infinity Broadcast, WJFK Radio. I'm unavailable right now.
And it's Dog Penny Marshall.
And a brief...
Have you seen the little doll for LeBron James?
Yeah,
right.
No.
It's supposed to be like Little Penny, but it's awful.
Oh. Does it talk like Little Penny?
Yeah, it talks, but it's not animated like Little Penny was.
Little Penny was like,
wait for me. Come on, I want to take a shot too. There you go.
I don't know how to describe this one. It doesn't even look like LeBron James. It's a little sprite guy, and he's on the chair, and he goes, hey, don't sit on me. I got some great sprite down here.
And the original, I mean, you know, they're directly ripping off Little Penny.
Right. All right, well, Alan Limewald, our general manager, is not there.
Otherwise known as Little Penny.
I guess, but because he's never seen one on the floor that he won't stop and pick up.
Amen. Hey, Alan, look at me. I'm a penny.
I guess he doesn't... I guess we'll have to go to someone else to find out exactly what's going on.
Right.
We alluded to this yesterday. As you snake through the radio station...
Ah, yes, I've seen this.
Rob, I love you, but you're evil. Put that away.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Put that away. Would you stop it? Of course you meant it.
No.
Oh, you stop it. You stop
him.
So help me, I meant to grab that.
Sure you did. Anyways, you walk through this radio. Let me just say, this station that we based the show out of, WJFK, it's not exactly a sponge of good feelings, goodwill, camaraderie.
Kind of a tense, safe environment, if you can put those two together. People don't want to step out of line. You know, there aren't many characters here,
right.
People that behave, you know, in a wild way. The way some of the radio stations we worked at in the past had some characters. It's a very tense...
identified exactly what the problem is, because I've thought about this, before we get into this thing, because it's about morale around here. I've thought about it, and I think back to how I don't know anybody that works here.
Right.
Uh-huh. And just like that lady today that walked in with us.
Yes.
Said hello, and I said, who is that?
Right.
And you gave me the code name for her, and
right.
I said, oh, that's Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
One of the new
people.
Yes. I didn't know. Anyway.
I didn't author that, though.
You know. Oh, I know. Huh?
Didn't know that.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, that's for yesterday.
Well, you know,
there'll be a few more of those coming your way, too.
But, Robbie, don't worry. That could have been any of the beautiful women that work here.
That's
could be compared to the lovely Joan Crawford.
Amen. Not really.
Just one. Just one, Mommy Dearest.
Hello.
So, anyway, here's what I'm thinking. We've worked at this station now for how long? 12 or 13 years?
30.
40, 14, something like that.
Yes. A long, very, very long time.
There was a time when I feel like Morgan Freeman, time.
Time.
There was a time.
There was a time when we were treated
like fine wine.
There was a time when everybody was on the same floor together, meaning the programming people, the DJs, the program director, the production people.
Everybody.
Everybody was on the same floor as the sales people and all the muckety-mucks, the management guys.
There was a time of constant interaction.
What they did was they moved us to our separate quarters. Uh-huh. They moved, and you know the way I look at it, they moved all the creative people, uh-huh, all of the people who think, as they love saying, outside the box.
Yes.
They moved all of them upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And all the dimwits who just know how to run around in circles, they kept them downstairs.
Okay.
Now, it used to be that, and I call them the circles because they run in circles. And we're squares. Now, not because we're square, we're not hip.
Just because you're not circles.
We refuse to fit into that slot.
The round hole.
On the retard test. Where
the bottom line is we were separated.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And because we were separated.
We were segregated.
Yes. There is no longer a continuity at this radio station where you see somebody and you bust their chops and they bust your chops.
And somewhere also along the line, it got confused that we were not, somehow our image here, our in-house reputation, was modified. And I'm going to blame others because it was not modified by us.
Here's the thing.
We were the same idiots that we always.
This wasn't what I was going to get into, but it's a good sidebar. A lot of people hate
us. We were people coming in the door here, the way we understood it, and this was passed along to us. People coming in the door here were warned not to have contact with us.
Yeah, I have to say that based on my personality, the way I have with people, I know that this is the perception that they've thrown out. I have to be 100% upfront about this. I've done nothing to change that perception. I know that perception is there. I kind of dig the fact that most people, for whatever reason, are freaked out. They're afraid to talk to me. They're afraid to make eye contact with me. They're afraid to say anything. They're afraid to come up to our office.
But you, while you say that, I know that you're like me. You liked it at other radio stations that we worked at, and you liked it when it was here, and everybody was kind of wild, and you know, people would bust our chops. Because you know what? It was good for the show. It really was.
Alan does stuff like trying to have these forced dumb, rally parties now. And the thing is, it used to be something that would just happen because we all mingled together.
We used to have people come in, sales guys would have fights on the show, and, you know, it was wonderful.
So my advice to him would first be, if you really want this place to settle down, mingle us back together. You know, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Put the different people in with different people. Put some salespeople up on the creative floor and let some of the creative people, and yes, there's a slant inferred there that the creative people work on the programming.
Let some
side
of the car salesmen work in the mechanics area.
Yeah, absolutely. And the drivers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the drivers. Mm-hmm. You know, come on, Seon really works in the pits.
Because really, I mean, there's so little contact. I mean, physically, it's impossible to have contact with people.
So having said that.
Not impossible, but you just don't, you know.
Very difficult. Yeah.
I noticed something yesterday. It cracked my ass up. And I called that mic back to look at it. As you go back through, and again, because our office is upstairs on the third floor, where the program director is, there's a couple office people, Ron and Fez are up there, Chris, the production guy's up there, Cameron's up there, all the programming people are upstairs. So we very rarely come down back to, especially to this back area where the salespeople are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, Alan called me into his office yesterday to yell at me about breaking that Bill O'Reilly tape,
right? Yes.
The one where it says you pay $20 to go see him.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, I'm supposed to say, that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was you, I'd go to the bank today and I would take out all of my savings.
Sure.
I'd wipe it out just to buy a ticket.
Well, we're going.
If you have to.
See the great Bill O'Reilly.
We're going. We'll be in the front row. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when he gets done yelling at me about that, I walk out of his office. And because I'm very rarely down at this part of the building, I look up and I notice there's a banner.
Yeah.
There's a banner. And it looks like something from high school. Like if there was going to be a dance, like a
pep rally or
Sadie Hawkins dance or something.
Something Tracy Flick would have done.
Yeah, see, it's construction paper. It's banner paper that goes from one side of the wall to the other.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it says entrance to
the Players' Corner?
Players' Club or Players' Corner?
Yeah, it's like the Players' Corner.
And it says it's for All-Stars.
Players' Corner All-Stars.
Now, keep in mind that the salespeople that work on the second floor of this building, they're in crappy cubicles.
Right.
And for my money, it doesn't matter if you're in a crappy cubicle up by the Xerox machine, or if you're back by Alan's office, or if you're in a crappy cubicle back past where Joan and Robbie do their work.
No, really, what I've noticed is some of the better salespeople here that have been here a long time, what they value more than being in a section of the building is to, you know, just put like plants in front of their cubicles so that they can hide.
Yeah, more hiding. Well,
the question is, what's up with this Players Club? And I think the reason I'm playing the NFL music is I think the sign says locker room.
Yeah, I think Redskins Radio locker room is to that effect.
Or never, you know what? I'll send you a
Players Only.
I think Joe's got his cell because we could get him on the line in the office. Hey, Joe?
Yes.
Would you run down by the Redskins Radio sales and read us what it says on that banner?
Of course. I'll call you on the snow line.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes, Joseph Ardinger. Now, while he's on his way there, I'll tell you that there were two members of the staff when I went back to show Mike the sign yesterday. And Mike,
we got a big kick out of this. Two members of the staff, when they saw us laughing at the sign, they laughed at the sign.
You bet they did. And I don't want
they laughed out loud, and that was a special moment.
I don't want to out them.
Yeah, we can't bust them.
Let me just call them without giving their names out.
Sure. That'll be nice. Miss X.
We use that machine to disguise their voice.
Right.
We don't have a machine to disguise their voice.
Colonel, you're crazy.
Oh.
You're crazy. I love you. I thought it was funny when you guys laughed at the sign.
Oh, they're afraid to pick up their phone. Hi. Joe?
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Are you back there?
Yes.
Oh, it's Joe, everybody. Welcome. Yeah. Joe. Welcome to the Joe Show.
Joe, can you read the sign for us?
All right, here we go. Redskins Radio Sales Locker Room. Players only.
And Joe, does it look like it's a computer font that's printed this out, or is this like Kindergarten Cop?
It's like Sharpie marker.
Sharpie marker. looks like Kindergarten Cop.
The way, right. When I first saw it, it reminded me very Little Rascals. Just there's no letters facing backwards.
And the way the sign is strung, it's like you would see a sign strung over a street in a small town.
Exactly. Or
with an upcoming parade.
Or like I remember in high school, if it would be, you know, we're playing whatever the school, beat the Tigers this
over
week.
The main hallway in the school.
Right.
The Highlander.
Kind of draped across.
Hanging from one locker on another locker.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, Joe, it says?
It's, okay, first of all, let me just describe it. It's two pieces of construction paper hung up with paper clips. It says Redskins Radio Sales Locker Room Players Only, Johnson, Gorgie, Spahn, Eaton, Hicks, Herr, Davenport, Hedges, Schreck, and Allen. And Schreck must have been spelled wrong because they took another piece of paper and put it over the old stuff.
So there was a misspelling.
So how many names are up? How many names are up there where people can go back into this special area?
10 players, Don.
They've got 10 players back there. All
now, right. are there empty spots for future names?
Sure, you could actually get a whole line underneath the first line. And that's the other thing. The name Allen is all the way on the bottom at the end. It's like they couldn't even get them all across.
Joe, do us a favor and walk back into this exclusive area and tell us what makes it different than any other area of the radio station where people would want to, and the goal here is, the way it's been explained to me, this is for morale, that if you go out and you sell enough commercials, that you get put into this club and you get your desk back in this little special area of the radio.
And anybody else that's not in the club is forbidden to be back there.
Correct. And
that's why, like, when I was back there with you, I took my toe and put it over the line.
Yeah. Good for you.
Very dangerous. Yeah. I thought that toe would get blown clean off.
I thought there'd be some sort of elaborate security device.
So, Joe, walk on back there.
Yes, I'm here. And, of course, you know Paul Gorgie's desk is back here.
Oh, he's one of the chosen ones. Are there any of the chosen salespeople who are at their desk right now?
Yeah, there's a few right here.
Paul Gorgie have tanning bed eye goggles on his desk?
He's not here.
Get an extension from someone who is there, and,
okay.
I'll give them a call on the inside line.
All right. What's your extension here?
Joe.
He's so Joe.
Joe.
Now, the sign says locker room. Does it smell like
835,
one?
835, Don.
835, and who's that, Joey?
I don't know this guy's name.
All right. Thanks.
No one does.
We'll meet him together. Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, 835.
Is Slap Happy Ed Pappy on the list?
No, he's not a Redskins guy.
Oh, he's not a Redskins guy.
This is Jeff.
Jeff, hi.
Hi, Jeff.
This is Don and Mike. How are you?
How you guys doing? I'm doing well, thanks.
Listen, congratulations on being in the...
Players Club.
Super Players Club.
I appreciate that.
It's the locker room. Is that an exclusive area back there?
Yeah, I think so. I think Hedges wants to make it as exclusive as possible.
Okay, and can you tell us, Jeff, what makes it exclusive? What makes it different than sitting in a cubicle over by Julie's office?
The cubicles are smaller, I guess.
Oh, do you have more office space?
No, we got a lot less office space back here. I don't know. I don't really see any difference.
So the idea of putting the names underneath the Players Club and highlighting them, what significance does that have?
You know, you're going to have to talk to Jeff about that because I'm really not sure.
Now, hold on. Now, you're a member of the club.
I am a member of the club.
I don't think Jeff would be real happy if a member of the club didn't know why he was a member of the club.
Now, do you feel superior over those who are not in the club?
I do not. I do not at all.
Ooh. You do not? You do not?
Are you a new member of the club?
No, I've actually been here a couple seasons.
You've been here a couple of seasons. Do we know you?
You call me the big goofy guy that walks around, yeah.
Are you the guy with the goatee beard, the big tall guy that doesn't play golf?
No.
Jeff Hicks, right?
Yeah, Jeff Hicks.
Are you the guy with the scar?
The scar?
Huh. There's a guy with a goatee and a scar.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the guy who looks like the commish?
No, it's a different guy. It's a different guy.
Yeah, I
think Jeff Hicks always looks like he's maybe had a haircut a few weeks ago, but it's not quite right. Dark hair. Focus look. Jeff, why don't you come over near the
Jeff, come to the window, please, so we can identify you.
All right, you got it.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Jeff Hicks.
Anyway, you know Jeff Hicks?
Yeah, you'll know him when you see him. Goofy is a good word.
He's been here for 2 years. I'll recognize him. Dom will, too, maybe.
Yeah, we might.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Because you're such a man of the people compared to me around here.
I walk the floor.
Not me.
I walk the floor.
I proudly hide.
Jeff Hicks will be here any minute.
Here he comes.
Yes,
walking from the exclusive area.
That would, and of course, you know, we didn't invite him into the studio. We invited him to the window.
Right.
That's right.
The hallway.
We'd have to look in before we can allow him.
We're going to have to get to know him first.
But come on, get up here.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I know him.
Hey, come on in.
Yeah.
See the hair?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay. Let me just describe this guy to you. This guy kind of looks like death warmed over.
Right.
This guy looks like he woke up late this morning. It looks like he... Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hi, Jeff.
How you doing?
Jeff, you've been here for 2 years.
The look, I would say, would be a harried executive, slightly disheveled. Maybe that's the look you're going for, the look of working.
Well, not exactly. I haven't had any time because being back in the locker room there, I haven't had any time for hair yet.
Right.
But you
kind of stay to yourself, right? And, you know, would you describe yourself as under the radar here a little bit?
Yeah, I would say a little bit.
Yeah, a little under the radar.
Why is that you like to be under the radar?
No, I mean, not necessarily under the radar from... But just walking past, I don't want to get picked on and get pulled in like I'm getting pulled in.
Oh, he's trying to avoid this. I think Jeff, my read on Jeff would be that he really, of a lot of guys back there, he wouldn't want to be where he is right now.
I think he's a little Clark Kentish. Mm. If you look at him, he has a little of that like mousy reporter look to him.
And then you think maybe like...
not a chance.
Do you think he cuts loose on the weekend? Well, like being the Superman part, being the party part.
Oh, yes.
Do you party hardy?
Yes.
Are you one of?
I turn it up every once in a while. Yeah.
Do you hang out with Steve Johnson at all?
No.
No. Good man. No.
You know Steve parties
definitely
all the
not.
Time.
He said, "I like that."
Steve parties all the time.
Yes, he parties always.
The rumor is out.
Okay.
So you're in the exclusive. When you're back there, do you sit with other salespeople and go, "Isn't this great to be in the exclusive Players Club area?"
We say this is the most wonderful thing in the world.
How come no one back there has said to anyone in management, in my words, not yours, seems to be like a silly fifth grade type thing?
As Mr. Hedges calls it, arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts.
Huh. Yeah. Are you afraid of Mr. Hedges?
Some days.
Uh-huh. That's a good answer.
That is a good answer. What about today? What about right now? Are you afraid?
I haven't seen him. I've only seen him once.
Let's say he's listening.
So hey, you know what? Hey, don't worry about it, Jeff, because it's Jeff, right?
Yes, you got it.
We're afraid of Jeff Hedges.
Let's say that Mr. Hedges is out driving his vehicle loaded with hundreds of guns loaded, ready to shoot it at what he says is wildlife. Let's say he's listening right now, and he's cleaning one of those guns.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about him?
He's a great man.
Yeah. Really. He's your immediate supervisor, and he's the guy who thought up the
Players Club. You're doing just fine. Thank you. You know, you really are. You're doing very well.
You know, some of the, I don't want to say who, but some of the girls, when I showed Mike the sign yesterday, we were laughing at it. They laughed at it, too.
Right.
Some of the girls who have an office back there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it his idea?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, we're in trouble now.
Yeah.
We're all in trouble now.
You know, there's a lot of shallow graves out there in Middleburg, Virginia. You know, where Jeff lives.
Yeah.
A lot of holes in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are a lot of problems buried in those holes.
You're really uncomfortable, aren't you?
No, not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No, not really.
Not really.
Not really.
How'd your shirt get so wrinkled?
You know, when you're out on calls all day, you're in the car a lot.
So you've been here for 2 years, which is, in many cases, a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a survivor, obviously. So you know the system backwards and forwards.
Were you told not to speak to us?
I know when to talk and when not to. And
Were you told not to speak to us?
No, not at all.
You were not?
Not at all.
Not at all.
How come nobody told him that, Rob? I'm kidding. There is no such policy.
Jeff, any thoughts as to how we can just liven it up around here? Don's thought, of course, was to mix everybody together.
To merge the tribes.
Merge the tribes, to have salespeople and programming people together. Would you have any thoughts, or do you not want to be bothered with that?
Well, I don't, you know, I guess that's not really my concern. My concern is...
Mm-hmm. It's just selling time.
Selling time.
Yeah.
Selling, just selling, putting in time, yeah, selling time.
Quota. I think they're making some good steps with the ice cream social and the margarita Friday. Definitely.
You are just such a company suck ass. You really are. And one last question. Out of all the people back there, is the problem child named McWilliams?
Yeah, I've seen him. Yeah, I've seen him getting into trouble a couple times. Sure,
you know, he used to be a regular on the show, Tim McWilliams, the singing salesman.
I believe that one of the problems would also be that Tim McWilliams has retreated.
Yeah,
He's retreated from us.
He's one of the few ones that used to actually come up to the third floor, sit down on a couch in our office, you know,
and hang out,
bum a cigar, and sit down and chat for a while.
Yeah. Spunky
until his neck started bothering him.
Uh-huh.
And then he could get up and leave.
Yeah, you know, I think really the message that we have to get to everybody here is, you know, in the words of Don Rickles, we kid because we love.
Mm-hmm. And you know about Tim's, neck, right?
I do.
Like, he's got this thing with his neck that he can't move his...
Yeah.
If he wants to move his head to talk to you, he has to move the whole body to talk.
I wonder how he's riding that new motorcycle.
He's faking it. Oh, dear. Yeah, you picked up on that, Jeff, which I think is a good thing. Yeah, he's faking the whole thing.
All right, Jeff, well, going back to the... to the great Bat Cave.
Yeah. Jeff, you know, actually what comes out of this is now we feel that we know you better. So that's a good thing.
Give me a shout anytime. I'm happy to.
No problem.
Are you mobbed up?
Am I mobbed up?
Are you mobbed up?
Could be.
Okay. Could be? I don't think so. Fun. Not with a shirt that wrinkled.
The Hicks crime family.
It's humid out there.
It's humid out there.
He's out on the streets. He's selling time.
Right. Well, how come you're not like Robert De Niro in Casino? What you got to do when you get to the office, take off your pants, put them in the closet, take off your jacket. If you have to, you press your shirt.
Yes, we could do that in a locker.
And how about bringing back Casual Friday?
I think
that would mix the groups because, you know, we're always casual, and that would mix the groups a little bit.
Do you know when Alan was yelling at me the other day, another day he was yelling at me, which was Friday, I was busting his balls because he was wearing, you know, for him, what is casual?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he loves casual.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Who's your best client?
My best client?
Who's your best client?
We used to do this, too. When people would come in, we'd always say, give him a plug.
You can only pick one, knowing that all the others will say, how come you didn't pick us?
Jerry's Ford.
Jerry Ford.
No hesitation, Jerry's Ford. Rob, there's no need for that.
What?
Well, Rob's mobbed up, too. Right?
Yeah.
Rob is more mobbed up than anybody around here.
All right. Well, you're off the hot seat.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us.
Good job.
Thank you, Jeff.
Back to the players. What's it called? The Players Club?
I guess so.
Nobody's really clear.
He guesses so. All I know is that they've got great ideas about morale around here.
Yeah, they do.
Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Don and Mike show. Hello, Mike.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well.
I hate to rain on your parade. I know you guys are having a good day today, but my fiance forwarded me an email today. She's on one of these mailing lists for the Hollywood Reporter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And your buddy Seacrest got a 3-year extension until 2007 for that god-awful show of his.
For on air?
Yes, sir.
Really?
You called it before the break. I mean, before you went back on the air, didn't you?
Yeah.
We gotta take
it's
going to
be entertaining the masses for 3 more years, buddy.
Who the hell reported? Where's our source for the other stuff?
Was our source the joke service?
No, it was the complete sheet.
What's the complete sheet?
Another one of these dumb prep
another
services.
Another prep service.
Another prep service that we're not taking, but we just get the dumb stuff
but
from.
But this was their first misstep.
Was it not?
Hey, you know what? Here's the thing. Hey, thank you for the call, Mike.
Oh, no problem. Hey, can I ask you a question before I go?
Sure.
I'm going to be up in Pittsburgh next week. Do you know what powerhouse station you're on up there so I can listen to you guys?
I do, 1550.
1550.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got a lot of people in the Pittsburgh area ask me that all the time. And I'm proud to tell them that. I don't care that it's a POS AM station.
No.
Here's the bottom line. You want to go to Pittsburgh? You want to hear the show? Get yourself a freaking radio. Turn on 1550. That's where we are.
You got it, buddy. I'll have you tuned in.
All right. See ya.
Oh, all right. You know, we just in.
What?
American Idol got canceled last night. It won't be on.
Ever
it won't
again?
Be on for its last episode.
Wow. The one guy calls in. You know, we had calls yesterday that said the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what happens.
You know, it works either way. If the show's canceled, then
maybe that guy was lying just now.
Maybe that was Ryan Seacrest.
Then we're a step ahead if it was canceled. If it wasn't canceled, then it's funny that the
general... I don't buy it. Wait a minute. Think about it. It would be,
but it's still,
it would be not unusual for a show to be canceled. It would be highly unusual for a 3-year contract with, how long has that show been on?
Like 8 months.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe
he signed a 3-year contract with American Idol.
Could be.
I'll check on that, but, you know, I haven't seen anything in the last 24 hours that says that On Air has been canceled. I mean, the only thing I've heard or seen about that is what we heard here.
Hey, but guys, what is funny in all this, regardless of if we're right or not,
right?
We made up inadvertently or not, the general manager from Channel 20 thought it was true.
Yeah, we gave him
a look, it's Shondell.
We have another salesperson that's coming in.
Hi, Shondell, what?
Right.
Shondell, Channel 20 is your client.
It is.
Right. Ah.
The vice president, Steve Houck, just emailed me and said that Ryan is not canceled and there are no current plans to cancel.
All right, hold on a second. Thank you, Shondell.
Sure.
Shondell, are you in the club?
Any players club?
No.
All right.
You don't want to be in it?
No.
Yeah, good for you, Shondell. Kirk. Kirk,
yeah.
I know this guy's got the news on who got re-signed. Kirk.
It wasn't Ryan Seacrest, it was Carson Daly.
Right, I got that on a list somewhere. Carson Daly's show got renewed for 3 years.
Man, I wish we had that other guy on the line. Hey, I hate to rain on your parade.
And listen, no offense to Sean Dell, and no offense to the guy at Channel 20. Let's stick with the story that Ryan Seacrest's show is canceled. Let's stick with that story. Okay?
I'm going to swear to it.
Okay. According to what
Rod, you had a look on your face. You were ready to bail on it, though.
No, you know what? I turned around on it. It's a complete sheet.
Oh, no, come on. Tell me, because I wasn't looking at him.
He looked like it was the complete sheet. It's kind of like the complete sheet. Like you, you didn't have a lot of faith in your complete sheet.
Well, we're not paying for it. But know what? The more I think about it.
Hey, that's how I base all my decisions.
I'm going to stay with it.
If it's free, it's true.
We're not paying.
If it's free, it's true. Hey, you know, that does fall in to the spirit of this radio station. If it's free, it's got to be good.
If it's free, it's me.
That's true enough. But no, I'm going to swear to it. They reported it, and I stand by the complete sheet.
How much do you want to stand by it?
I stand by it.
What are you willing to do if it's
82%.
If we get it confirmed, 82%.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to put something on the line?
No. I would not.
You
wouldn't. No. But I can swear to you that they said it. It doesn't mean that much to me.
You know, Rob, there was a time... Oh, boy. You know, here's the thing. I'm too fond of you now. There was a time years ago that we would have made him go outside and wear something and do jumping.
Well, wait a minute.
Bat.
Hold on a second. He is more of our group now, but you and I have both subjected ourselves to ridicule in recent memory.
Well,
But Rob said he's getting 82%, so I don't think he's going to stand by it anyway.
No, I mean, and frankly, I don't care. I mean, now I got something from Channel 20 that says no before that, so who knows?
Let me give you a lesson. I'll stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stand. What do you want the bet to be?
I don't. It's not a bet because I mean I don't know.
You don't care either.
I don't.
I'm also standing by.
It's not that I don't care. It's I don't know. I'm not strongly saying, oh, he's definitely not canceled.
I think Fantasia's getting voted off American Idol tonight. Mm-hmm. I'll stand by that. I don't see why the Ryan Seacrest show is on. It's on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's geared at 15-year-old girls. All the ratings that I've seen stink, so I'm not surprised if it would be canceled. So I say, yes, the Ryan Seacrest TV show is canceled. This just over the DNN, the Donnie's News Network.
There you go.
My correspondent, Rob Spiewak, says there's an 82% chance
yes.
that this show has been canceled.
Pretty strong.
And 100% of America says they don't care if the show is canceled or not. So anyway, congratulations to all of those who were in the players' locker room here.
Good work. And that it was nice to meet Jeff. I think after Jeff personifies the new WJFK.
The can-do effort.
You know.
Right here at the happy 106.7 on your dial.
Really speak when spoken to.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, this is an emergency, and it can affect every one of us. That's all I can tell you right now. But we're trying to get things under control. In order to do that, we have to clear this area immediately. So please go home and stay there. We'll keep in touch with you through your radio station.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Come on, Pebble. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
I met this beautiful lady from Chicago.
Hey, Dick, you're a moron.
Featuring new dimensions of hatred. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You got me under pressure. Before we move on.
You got me under pressure.
Thank you, ZZ Top. Let's call back to Alex Jimenez.
Very good.
Because Rob told me that Alex told him that J Dubs was told not to speak to us.
Right.
When he was hired.
Hey, it's Alex.
Alex, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
So, your friend Jay Dubs.
Yes.
He was told that, and now we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Good.
I promise we won't spend a lot of time on this, but this is fascinating.
Yeah. We have a rap here, and it's been a source of frustration for us for quite some time.
Alex, when was Jay Dubs told not to speak to us?
He actually is here right now. He told me he was told this when he very first came and joined the JFK staff.
Wow.
Would you send? Is he here? Have him come in, if he wouldn't mind.
And he doesn't want to rat out the person.
I want him to rat out.
Yeah. Well, he probably won't do that.
I bet he will.
You're going to rat out the person that told you not to speak to him?
Oh, good he is. He's nodding. Good.
Oh, good.
Hi. So who told you that?
The morning board op, Greg Edger.
Greg Edger!
Greg Edger.
And
how did it, do you remember how it went?
He was just kind of giving me hints. He said, Don and Mike aren't very pleasant with new people.
That is great. So now listen, both of you guys, Alex, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, both of you guys work with Ron and Fez, who were on after this, after us. Mm-hmm. Is this what Ron and Fez, we never talked to them? Did they get the same lecture?
No, I don't think so.
Because we'd like to talk with them. We'd like to talk with, well, not everybody here. I don't want this to be an open invitation.
We mentioned this the other day, that when we worked at the other radio station before we came over here, and it's been a slow descent into this. Mm-hmm. When we worked at the other radio station, I mean, sales guys, everybody's coming and going. I mean, everybody's busting chops. Everybody, there's just a lot more interaction. And somewhere along the line, we got this rap. And we do keep to ourselves, but, you know, it's not like we have a shut door. We have an open door up there. And there does seem to be that rap. I think I know where it came from.
Where?
It came from a policy that we implemented when salespeople were coming up and pitching like spots to us. It got to a point where we said, "Hey, you know, we always have this happening?" And we went to somebody and it got overblown, and then that blossomed into
memos.
Don't have any contact with.
Well, then let me ask you, because I know that I've seen you in the hall every day. I say hello to you. Say, "Hey, dude, we talked about the Detroit Lions when you first started working here." How did you have the intestinal fortitude to go against what lowly Greg Edger had told you, to actually summon the courage to look at me and speak to me?
Well, that's when I realized he was a moron. And
it was Alex.
That's a big laugh from everybody.
All right, thank you, J-Dub. Thank you. Nice talking to you. You too, Alex.
Hey, Don, kind of one more thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Remember when we chatted with each other at the little ratings party that we had?
Sure.
It was so funny because every single person came up to me, be it Alan or Cameron. Oh, my God, did you just talk to Don? What was that like? What was it like talking to Don? I can't believe you talked to him.
It's ludicrous. It's insanity. I tell you something. I mean, I didn't perpetuate this. I swore to God I didn't perpetuate it. But it's kind of fun.
Hey, what are you looking at?
I'm sorry,
that was a new sales guy that just went by. Yeah. All
hey, little intimidation. All right, Alex. Hey, thank you. Now let's find Greg Edger's phone number. I know we've called. The last time we had Greg Edger on the phone was one day.
Don Poplos, the real enchilada.
One day we were taking calls, And some girl called, I remember, from Wichita.
Right.
And that Greg Edger runs the board for the Stern Show in the morning. He's not on the air. He's the guy that, whoever the guy is at our station in Buffalo and in Baltimore
right.
now.
Right.
There's always someone on the other end
uh-huh.
that's pushing the buttons for you if you got a syndicated show.
Right.
Well, with this show, I mean, it's like any show. It's on. It's talking for a half hour. Mm-hmm. So Greg Edger's picking up the request lines.
Sure.
And one day, one girl calls us up, and she says, I'm looking for Greg Edger. Now, this was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sure.
The guy runs the board on Stern's show in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he'd been having, I don't want to say phone sex. He was dating her, though.
Yeah, oh, really?
On the telephone.
They were having little phone dates.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the last time we had Greg Edger on the show.
Is he still here? Is he still work here?
I guess.
Because now, in Greg's case, I mean, Greg works crack of dawn in the morning.
We never see him.
Oh, I thought you meant, is he still here, still working here?
Still working here, yeah.
Yeah.
Still employed, but not here in the moment.
And I think the last time his name came up on the show was, it had been his lifelong dream to work with the Redskins broadcast team.
Right.
And do you remember, he finally got the job to hold the parabolic mic.
Right.
And the Redskins had their first game away last year, an exhibition against Carolina.
Right.
And he missed the plane to Charlotte.
Yeah.
And then he didn't drive down to Charlotte the day after.
Right.
He just called Cameron and said, I just couldn't make it on time.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
Got him, Rob?
No answer.
No answer at Greg Edger's home?
Maybe he's sleeping.
With his hours?
It would be.
All right.
Where's he at? We got another number for him?
No way.
What is this?
Is that true?
Travis says, oh, Travis, come in here, please. Travis Bickle.
A bulletin?
That we're going to get, Mike, we're going to get a piece of a recon now that's going to blow you away.
Really?
If, in fact, it's true. Let's call Travis Bickle as our next witness.
Is Travis upstairs?
I've got to call him upstairs.
Yeah, because he's running our dump button.
Oh, right.
He can't
who's on this phone?
That was me. I was trying to call Travis.
What's his number? Travis Bickle. You remember him from Taxi Driver. 889.
Right.
And anytime you need Travis, just dial 889.
Okay.
Wherever you are.
From any phone, anywhere.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Travis?
Hey, boys.
Now, here you go. Travis Bickle.
Yes.
A man who was there.
Travis.
Travis, who is the employee who told you to stay away from us?
Well, as you guys know, when I first came here, I was working with the Libby Show.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember if you all were on either vacation or doing a remote the first couple days I was here, but in talking to good friend John Pop, he gave me I was introduced to Rob, introduced to Broyhill,
uh-huh.
and then I said, wow, I can't wait to finally meet Don and Mike. And he said, well, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't just go running towards him.
Ow! Thank you, John.
There you go.
Thank you, John, for another knife in the back.
Right.
Ouch. Ouch. Well, Travis, let me ask you again. As someone who has obviously summoned the intestinal fortitude
mm-hmm.
to do it, did you feel proud?
I was a little hesitant, but I almost waited for you guys to acknowledge me before I thought, you know what, it's fine to go up and talk to them.
Of course it is. And Travis is one of the coolest people.
Okay.
Travis has the best Scott Shannon hello.
Sounds like it does.
I love rolling in and he's just sitting up there. He's got to hit the dump button.
Over the years, it's been perpetuated, obviously, from a number of people.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, thanks. We're going to try to call John Pop.
All right, man.
Thanks, Travis. Bye-bye. Okay. And didn't John Pop want to throw his hat in the ring to be the producer?
He did.
Okay.
Interesting.
This one right here?
That's him at work, yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to have to ask for him all
over here. Oh, phone's ringing.
Oh, that might be a ring back. A lot of times, if you call someone out on one of the internal lines, you get the ring back. Rob's trying to call John Pop at work now.
Very good.
John Pop used to be the producer for G. Gordon Liddy.
Right. Well, now I can understand, though, with John, where that would come from.
I can't.
Yeah, I can because we knew
John.
But he was working. Look who he was working before.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. John was in the BMSC.
Yeah.
John was in the Big Man Supper Club. John was.
John came to visit me in the hospital.
Right.
When I was, recovering.
Johnny.
John.
Gentlemen.
Hey, John. It's Don and Mike. John.
What's going on?
Okay, here's John Pop.
You're not going to believe this.
And
that's
again,
me.
He's incredible. Right?
Incredible.
Incredible.
Okay, Johnny. We're in one of these, it's just about morale around here, and we're up to this thing with the people being told not to talk to us. And we talked to Travis Bickle, and Travis says that you told him initially to stay away from us, not to talk to us.
Travis who?
Travis Adlin.
Who's that?
Travis.
The big guy. The big guy.
Why did I say that?
He says that when he first started here and you guys were working side by side, you said
show.
Not to approach them right away.
Exactly.
Don't go charging up to them, I believe he said.
I think that was probably, more just helpful advice, you know.
Well, now why?
Not in a don't stay away from them, but, he was a little eager when he started, so I wanted him, not to get his,
Now, why is everybody, all right, hold on, John, we have another person now willing to rat out someone.
But this is good for us, too.
Here's Johnny, the production guy. John Norman, who told you to stay away from us?
I heard it from my old pal, Andy Rice.
Of course, Andy Rice.
Now, what did Andy Rice tell you?
Well, I don't know. It was when I started back and it was working in continuity, and I said the same thing like Travis did. I'm looking forward to meeting Don and Mike, and he kind of, I don't think you want to do that.
God!
Yeah, well, see, but it makes, but wait a minute.
Why don't
it
make
sense?
No,
it does make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't make sense to you that Andy would say that to somebody?
Okay, Andy Rice.
Andy hated us.
Andy Rice, yes. John Pop, no. Even Greg Edger. I don't think, unless Greg Edger's sitting around with the dartboard with our pictures on it. I don't think he's got an axe to grind.
Not at all, no.
But see, I think it starts and then it just perpetuates.
Pass from generation to generation.
A lot of people start saying the same thing, and then it becomes, Wendell.
Becomes legend.
Wendell's walking into the studio.
Oh, this might be good.
Hi, Wendell.
Just to clarify, I think what makes this possible is that you guys are kind of reticent. Since you don't go out and greet people, but wait for them to come to you, the legends allowed this.
But Wendell, here was my first point, though. When there used to be the mixing of the genres, it would not be...
Oh, yeah, then it would happen.
It would not be unreasonable to see people. We're on the third floor.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Come down and walk through the sales office and go, "Salespeople, hello, greet me."
At this point, you probably could with the train and attendance and everything else. Heralds in front of you with horns and stuff, because that's the way your reputation has grown here.
And that's wrong, and there's nothing wrong with being, known as, that we are successful at this radio station. But in the old days, when it was just a little more, I guess we weren't in the business together that long, but it was just more laid back.
You know what?
I want to dispel all this crap.
Well, stop being Hirohito then. Go out and see your people.
What?
Okay, but that's like a two.
Do I, or Don, really? I mean, we're as accessible as two individuals can be here.
If people aren't cowed by your reputation proceeding.
That's it. But whose fault is that?
Yours. You got
why?
No,
wrong.
Why is it our fault?
You would be a classic example of the opposite of that.
How?
You
for the first 2 weeks that I worked here, Don looked at me like I was a process server.
Whose interpretation is that? Is that your
own?
How do you know that I just didn't come out of a meeting while Alan said or Ken said something
for
to me?
For 2 weeks?
How do you know? Yeah.
But wait a minute. You are one of the scariest people I've ever met.
Wendell, you are.
You are one of the scariest people I've ever met.
Don't get mad, but you are like that scary NRA way.
Wendell, you are one of the scariest people I've ever met in radio.
And Wendell, now listen, I want to say this in my defense too. Yeah. You know me. I am a shy, introverted person.
I know that, and that works against you. That really,
God.
And that really kills you in this.
Well, too bad.
Whoa.
Too bad for all you dopes. Just come upstairs and say hello.
Everybody in the office tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
Jesus Christ. You can say that the reputation has been built up, but the reputation, as far as us walking around like emperors
here. No, I'm not saying that you did
never,
anything.
Never, ever. But that has never
happened.
Has Don been shy? Is Don a shy person?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But do Don or I, do we walk around like we're emperors? It does not happen. Never has.
But now, I like the way you said that. It was kind of royal.
Emphatic.
But what were you going
to say? Oh, F you, Wendell.
All right, what's your comeback to that, Wendell? What's the counterpoint?
I was saying that by not doing anything to actively dispel it, it grows.
Who cares? But here's the thing. Who freaking cares? I'm a disc jockey.
You care. You spend, half an hour, an hour?
We do care.
Yeah.
We do care. We have to accept that we care.
Okay. I guess I do care.
We have to.
Don?
How does what we
gotta go meet the commenters?
You say something like that.
See, that's the crap.
You say, go see the commenters.
I know you're jerking our chain, but that doesn't help. But in real life, that kind of crap does get spread around here. Yeah. And it's been spread around for a long
time. And I think
you're
one of the spreaders.
Yeah,
I think you're a spreader.
I think you're at fault.
I think you are a spreader.
No.
I think, because you get real mad at me if I say a cartridge is broken in here. You come in here and look like you're gonna shoot me. And it's nothing personal.
I come in here and look like I'm going to shoot you, and that scares other people from coming to see
you. No,
what?
This is just my issue with you,
Wendell.
You are scary always. You are scary always.
You really are.
You are.
Thank you.
In fact, I would love to take an anonymous poll and see who thinks we're scarier. Are we scarier than Wendell?
Oh, that would
have to be an anonymous poll.
Yes. We're the winners in that one by a landslide.
Yes, sir. But duly noted, I don't doubt the reputation, but I do really, and I know Don does too. God, it's difficult.
So the next
thing we have
social is at Don's house, right?
Wendell, listen. I am not amused. Please leave.
Your audience is concluded. Wendell is now on the floor gurgling. He's doing that gurgle laugh.
Please leave.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'll be friends with anybody who wants to drag their ass upstairs. We're in the corner office, 10800 Main Street. I'm here at 1:30 every day.
And
come on by.
Hey, Wendell, just for the record, you know, you get a little too happy in this studio, if you know what I mean. We're talking about behind-the-scenes stuff, all right? Don't come bounding in here every time you want to do a little debate.
All right, John, well, thanks for ratting out Andy Rice.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
Okay, and John Pop?
Yes.
John Pop.
Oh, how could you do that to us?
I just want to let you know, thinking back on that, it was more of a professional courtesy because I didn't want an intern in there bothering you guys, you know, while you're doing your thing, you know, because that would reflect badly on me.
Well, okay. That might have been good judgment.
Professional.
All right, Johnny, we'll see you.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Aye, aye, aye.
And truth be told, it never really hurt Travis. He did end up co-hosting the Liddy Show.
That's true. For a while. Travis, do you remember that? Yeah. Do you remember when the last day of the Liddy Show to be, Travis would have to prop him up, and you got a guy, I don't know how long Travis has been in broadcast, like 5 minutes. All of a sudden he's on a national show going, well, Mr. Liddy, what do you think today?
Travis, I'll tell you.
Let me get my newspaper out.
I'm Gordon. There was a lot of that. And Travis will really thank me for bringing this up.
Also, there was a lot of
little cue cards that said, breathe, Gordon.
There was a lot of Gordon, wouldn't you like to talk about Survivor?
I don't know. Travis is bringing an element to the show.
Right.
Travis?
Mr. Liddy, I think it's time to go to break.
What?
Mr. Liddy, I think we have to go to commercial.
Oh, of course we do. Well, thank you, Travis. You once again have corrected me.
Mr. Liddy, I have your Tupperware.
Andy Rice.
Chris Matthews is here. Would you please use the Tupperware?
Thank you. Yes, sir. Ah, sweet relief. Wonderful.
Okay, that's enough of that.
I think I've learned from this, and as we've learned before, and I have a conclusion to make.
What's that?
Nothing's changing.
No, well, you know, whatever. We talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
I think it would be good for this radio station if everybody worked together.
That'd be nice.
I don't mean any of that jive like we all work towards the same goal. Screw that.
No.
I mean, just, you know, let's mix the people up around.
Interact.
Right. You know, and we'd be willing to have our office moved.
Absolutely.
I mean, if it meant coming down, we'd have to have one of the nice offices downstairs. But
no, I'd love to move. You know what? I think that's a great idea.
Why don't we move downstairs?
I would. You know, that office up there is purgatory.
You know what office I'd like to have?
Which one do you want?
Alan's office.
And then move Alan into ours?
Move Alan upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Cause the corner office?
Yeah, because Hedges won't move out of his office. He's got that like a Broadway a playhouse in there with all
the... Yeah, he's got a beautiful office that he's large. Moved around.
He's got all of his stuff. I think the only office that's really going to work for
us... You know, there's nothing bigger down this hallway, is there?
No, there's not.
No.
No, so we're going to have to downsize. But we downsize...
But no, what I'm saying is this side is the traffic side. That's where everybody comes by.
All right,
to have it in Allen's... Allen's in the back corner where nobody can have contact.
All right, then let's get it on this side. Let's
put it in one... We'll take a smaller office on this side.
Mm-hmm. But we have to be able to get all of our furniture in there.
We do. We have to move
and our television.
The love seat, the sofa, the television.
The desk.
Rob, do you think there's anything that would fit the bill down that hallway?
The booze, the CDs.
Maybe Steve Johnson's office.
Hey, that's...
No, but Steve Johnson is also in the back corner where nobody has any contact back there. I hate to say what office would fit the bill.
Julie Foreman?
Yeah, but she'd love our office.
Oh, you bet she would.
She would.
She'd turn it into a harem.
She'd love it. It's bigger. It's got a whole big window.
What's her number, Buzz?
Rob, does she have a fairly... She has a fairly spacious office. Doesn't she?
Yeah. It used to be that phone closet that Goldstein was in.
451.
451.
And it's green.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can paint that. I say that like we would do anything.
This is Julie.
Julie, if you're not in mind.
Have you been listening?
You know what? I heard you guys talking about Andy, but then somebody came in my office.
Do you want to switch offices with us? You know we have that nice big office upstairs.
You know, we're having this whole talk about we need to be more like everybody has to be mingling around. You know, we have that big, huge office upstairs.
You know, I do love big offices, but I need to be downstairs with my peeps.
Yeah, see, this is the problem, though, Julie. Your peeps are down here and our peeps are upstairs. And that's why
that's why nobody mingles.
You know what? That is a good point.
Julie, when were you told not to speak to us?
Yeah, and you don't have to say who, but when.
Wait, are we going back to that thing with Teresa that one time?
Was it Teresa that told you that?
Remember that?
No, Teresa was told by Julie.
Whatever happened to her?
Did Julie tell her not to speak?
I believe so, yes.
Mike O'Meara, it was not by me.
Regretfully, Teresa has passed.
Oh, she's no longer here?
Is she dead or did she get fired?
She's dead to us.
Neither. She is working at our sister station, WHFS.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, that's like Dead Woman Walking.
She's praying for death.
You get a gig at HFS, that's like next stop, resume.com.
Julie, I think we have to put everybody that works at this radio station into, one of those little die shakers and shake them around.
A raffle, a lottery, if
we
you
gotta,
will.
We got to shake it all up here just to get the, you know, the subject, you will agree, the subject of morale has come up, I'm sure.
Have you seen that dumb thing that Jeff Hedges put up?
In the Redskins area.
Yeah, the banner.
I don't really understand it.
It's goofy. It's goofy. Well, just think about it. We're willing to trade offices with you.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
You know, Mike, it was 50 years ago this week that some very brave people down south had to do something to get this whole thing straightened out.
Yeah, it was very difficult. Integration, segregation.
And we're going to have to do the same thing here.
We're going to have to stop the segregation.
We're going to have to do a Trading Places with somebody.
Absolutely.
Or what's that other dumb show? While You Were Out?
Mm-hmm.
Something while Julie's on one of her incredible vacations.
Mm-hmm.
The next time she's out of town,
right,
we're going to have to swap.
And then they speed up the photography.
That's a distinct
During the
song.
Break, I'm going to scope out the building. I'm going to scope out down here and see where we might fit.
Okay. Good luck. Go find us some better real estate.
Because you know what I'm thinking?
What?
It'd probably be real tough, but because they have all the computers down there, but that traffic office in the corner.
Yeah, but you know what?
They wouldn't give up that space.
And they've got to also, I think they're about to reinstall new computers for the traffic system.
Because that corner office would be awesome.
They won't give that. Well, listen, go do your magic.
Okay.
Find something for me because I don't want to be away from you.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, you'd be upstairs too.
I don't want that.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Have you ever thought about what if just moved Rob into our office?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be all right with you?
Rob into our office? He lives there anyway.
Yeah.
So I need to play a. Yeah, it makes sense actually.
Right.
Right. We got an extra couch for Rob.
What?
No.
Oh, come on.
No. Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Why?
No.
Why couldn't Rob move in?
Enough. Boys, you sleep together anyway. I mean, give me the. You and I have an office, please.
I know.
Please allow me that, okay? It's your office.
What if I asked him to leave when you get here?
Well, he is in there always.
But you're here.
It doesn't matter.
Only 30 minutes a day before the show.
God damn it. No.
And you are.
There. I dig my no. The answer is no.
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 No. We're going to move down here. Where did this come? It gets back to you and your phone buddy again.
Stop it.
Listen,
don't you worry about him. I'm going to squeeze you.
What, we're going to put a desk in there?
I'll get one of those.
A desk in there?
No, I'll get one of those beds that comes out of the wall.
Do you want me to move out?
No, I don't want you to move out, Mike.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't.
It's exactly what it is.
No, I don't want you to move out.
Yeah, I mean,
I just want you to be open-minded.
The first thing I see every day when I come in there, when I come around, is these giant calves when I come down the hallway. He lives there anyway. I want our office to look the same as it is.
It'll look the same.
All right. Are you going to move a desk in there?
No.
Another desk?
He doesn't get a desk. How about this? How about if we get an elementary school desk?
What
that be?
Whatever you
want. Hello, hotline. Hello.
Hey, dude.
Oh, Jimmy?
Wow. It's your brother.
Man?
Oh, goddamn. I'm up on a break. Do you have something to talk about? I'll call you right back.
Oh, no. I was just going to say I can hear you guys. And you guys sound worse than a bunch of truck drivers in a room.
A bunch of truck drivers?
Yeah, whining and everything.
Whining.
Well, now, what, Jimmy, we're just trying to work out some new arrangements at the radio station.
Oh, okay. Well, I just picked you up. I'm up here in Whitewater, and I've been listening to you for about 5 minutes. Man, you guys sound worse than a room full of truck drivers.
Right, now explain that. What do truck drivers do?
Oh, they whine all the time.
And what do truck drivers whine about? You're a truck driver.
Oh, man, cars, loading and unloading, just stuff like that.
Well, we're just trying to get everybody together here, and it's deteriorated.
Oh, okay.
And now, I'm losing my office.
You're not losing your office.
What it sounds like
to
me.
Okay.
I know it's what you want, but that's okay. You know, I don't need an office. I don't need. I'll come in. I'll come right into here. This is my office right here. I'll walk in every day, and you can get what you want. Right. Maybe we'll set up a big four-poster bed in there, okay? We'll do it. We'll do it that way. That's what we'll do. And we got the new lady starting.
Hey,
he needs to work with the new lady.
Don't you like having him around?
What?
Don't you like having him around?
I wouldn't trade him for the world.
Okay.
I mean, it would be...
How about if we get like a dog
house? You know what? If he wasn't around here, my life would be hell.
What if we got a dog house?
A
little dog house he could live in.
Maybe, if we put it outside the door.
Servant's quarters.
Outside the door.
No problem at all.
Sometimes we'd be able to let him come in.
Of course. He's in always.
We'll put his dishes on the floor.
This is true.
So he can come in.
Why does this always get back to you and Rob?
It doesn't.
It always. Weren't we talking about moving our office downstairs?
Yeah, but then he said he wouldn't be close to us.
But he's right. Oh, God.
Missed
you already. You know what? It's just like I said before. Nothing will change.
Right.
Nothing will change. All of this exercise, right. Futile.
You know what? You're making me do it now.
What?
I'm looking for a record.
Give me a second. I don't think I have it. I'll just say it. And Mike, I don't remember the girl's name. Got it. It's not Maureen McGovern. Mary McGregor.
Yes.
Torn between two lovers. Mm-hmm. Feeling like a fool.
Who?
You and Rob are doing this to me. If you make me select...
This is...
I give you the rose.
But here's the deal.
You're the bachelor. I give you the rose.
Your love for the boy...
I'll let him go.
Your love for the boy, you have lost sight of the general thing that we were discussing, which will not change because Julie's not... going to move out of her office anyway.
But we could find another office
down
here.
We could find another office. And I'll tell you, in the event that we get that corner office, I think that's bigger than our office.
Then work on that.
And then bring him in, lock, stock, and barrel.
No, he's never moving in with us.
Don't do this. I mean what I'm saying.
He's never moving in with us. Because I don't want you to be unhappy.
I wouldn't be unhappy. This is I hate it when this happens. I hate it.
Why?
I hate it.
What do you hate?
I don't know.
What do you hate?
I just feel like you don't hate anything.
You like everything here.
Yeah, I do.
You do. You like it when the boy's in the office.
I do like it when the boy's in the office.
Yeah. So, you know, let him have his own. You know what I think about it? Let him have his own office up there with Beth Ann. Mm-hmm.
That's necessary.
Or we just give him a chair in our office.
Well, there's also
maybe a footstool.
I don't think it would be...
And maybe a refrigerator.
I don't think it would be a bad idea to have the producer of the show on this level also.
Well,
that might not be a bad idea.
Then we have to move Rob, too.
That's of course.
So then we just move them all down here.
It's two offices.
Okay.
And then we bring we put two offices upstairs.
And Rob can just come visit our office whenever he feels like it.
Like that doesn't happen now?
I always said that.
Like that doesn't happen now, you know, much more than it ever has.
A door between, like an adjoining suite.
Like that doesn't happen every day.
Can I tell you something else?
Every day with my private time with you that I used to have years ago. Yes.
You know who else is in that office every day?
Who's that?
Look at him right there.
Him, yeah.
Just briefly.
He's got his special time, too.
You see.
Oh,
I think your brother hung up.
My brother hung up on him.
He's busy.
That's the greatest.
To make a call, please hang up and try again.
All right, well, he says we're whining like truck drivers, so let's stop.
Let's stop this.
If we can move the office, we'll move the office.
Of course.
Okay?
Yes.
And I give you the rose.
Don't lose sight of the big picture, okay? You know.
Right, for that, the big picture, the mingling of...
I know what you'd really like.
The mingling of the maggot tree.
I know, I understand. We should all be together.
So, yes, what I would like is an island somewhere where it's just Fabio and Rob and I.
You bet.
And we're constantly doing the experiment. I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah.
We're constantly doing, because that's what I want.
Thank you for saying what I was thinking.
That's what I want. I want that and black and white TV and Elvis records.
Now you're talking.
That's right.
Just you and, there's only one thing wrong about that.
What's that?
Fabio.
a quick break. You know, that's why I don't call you. That's why you're not in the phone tree.
But I'm comfortable not being in the phone tree.
I want you to be in the phone tree.
I know, I don't want to be in the phone tree.
But if you're in the phone tree, you'd mock it.
I would. Like, and then it would get ugly.
Like last night.
No, it's terrific. The way it is, and you're absolutely right. I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm very content. I like it the way it is.
Listen,
I just pictured a desk where my couch was.
No.
That's highly disturbing.
You have your area.
You know,
I got my area in the office.
In my own little non-committal, get here late, not really care about any of you way,
yeah.
I am as resistant to change as any of you.
Of course. No, we know
it,
that.
When you put it like that, how can I argue?
Thank you so much.
How can I argue?
I appreciate it.
How can I argue? Listen, here's the deal. You just come in until he shows up.
Okay.
Then you leave.
No. I don't want that to change. He's been in there, and I actually like him. Because you know what? He comes in, and it's just, it's the only thing he's not doing is juggling when he comes in. It's fantastic.
He does that before you get here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. See, they're deprived again.
Everything before you get here.
So now I realize it's just a matter of my calves.
Yeah, it is.
You hate them.
I love them.
You do?
Yeah, you could wear long pants once in a while.
Some hose, maybe?
Absolutely.
Okay, now we're whining like truck drivers.
We are, Jimmy.
So let's stop this. So you find out about the office and get back to us.
I'm going down to that corner with whoever works down there in the break, and I'll find out.
Okay, but we won't talk about it on the radio. We'll bring it up the next time that we're ready to make the move. We're ready to swap offices with someone.
I'll be walking down that hallway like Emperor Hirohito, Wendell.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody. We got a crowd of people here. They're here for Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
The Don and Mike Show.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's jackal.
Tough guys, Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Yeah, hey, we played the game of Tony Perkins in Sacramento. Big game tonight on KHDK in Sacramento, our King Station. Big, huge, gigantic game tonight.
Game 20. Game 20 tonight?
Yeah. Game 48, guys.
Oh, really? I've lost track.
Game,
missed them.
Game 48.
Tonight decides the whole thing, right?
Now, tonight, it is the World Championship. They're taking on a Real Madrid.
Okay.
Tonight.
And if they win tonight, then they win the World Cup.
I think, unless David Beckham does something tonight.
And depending on what Lord Stanley says.
Uh-huh. Right, because it's his cup.
Absolutely.
It's his cup. Anyway, go Kings. Mm-hmm. Big game tonight.
I hope by the end of tonight they're all putting on the green jacket.
Everybody knows that all this junk with the TV that we've talked about, the American Idol, and all of the networks now are coming out with their fall schedules.
Right.
ABC did it yesterday. NBC did it earlier. It's a big secret with CBS because, you know, that's the America's most watched network, as Jim Nance likes saying. We have... Now, these are not jokes. We got sent from the networks the actual shows. Now, listen to this and tell me why people are turning away from network television in droves.
Okay.
Let's start with NBC. Okay, of course, you've got Joey. Okay, that's the Friends spinoff.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's a good thing about Joey.
One of the sales guys just walked by and covered his face
with a notebook
as he went by. I couldn't help but notice that. I'm sorry. It still lingers. I don't know because I didn't see him.
I saw them from the back. It was Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
Was it Slap Happy Ed Pappy?
Tell Slap Happy Ed Pappy to knock that off. Slap Happy Ed Pappy can show his Slap Happy face. Come on, hey! By the window. Show your big, gigantic, long Abraham Lincoln face. Show your Lyle Lovett face in here sometimes.
Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's crazy. We've stirred something up here today. Good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We need that.
When Mike went back and looked in the office that we thought.
Yeah, the office we thought was like where the traffic, and traffic, incidentally, is commercial scheduling for the radio station.
Not like you're backed up on the Beltway.
Right. And that office has been absorbed by Julie Fulman, and that's why she doesn't want to get. She's got probably more space than we have upstairs.
So we can find an office down here. We can swap offices with somebody.
Yeah, there's one guy that comes in, they say, 2 days a week.
Louis Schreck.
But that's a real small office.
Okay.
Well, we might really, I think the original plan that you had suggested, either Steve Johnson or...
I like Alan's office.
Yeah.
And also, that has some history, because that used to be Ken's office.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That used to be Ken Stevens' office. And come on, there would be a little pleasure in that.
A little justice. Sure.
There would be a little more of the foreheads in the bag.
And then Ken got a new office. And who's in Ken's new office now?
Michael Hughes.
Oh.
Michael Hughes has that office upstairs. But again, see, the problem with that office is it's upstairs. We want to move downstairs.
Yeah.
So why don't we move... You know, why does Michael Hughes even have an office here? He's here like one day a week, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
He didn't get Rupert from Survivor to call
the
show.
Big office.
We got to get Alan to move upstairs.
And then we take Alan's office.
And then we take Alan's office. And then Michael Hughes can have our office.
Our office. Perfect. Yes.
That's the solution.
There you go.
Isn't Alan superstitious about his office?
What is he? He's superstitious about his job.
Didn't you approach him about it at one point?
I don't know. He may have said something like that.
Yeah.
But you know, like I say, with him, you know, it's like that thing Dan Patrick said one day when he was reading a story at ESPN, and he said, they say so-and-so is day-to-day. Well, aren't we all really day-to-day?
We're all day-to-day.
Same thing with Alan. Every day he flips the coin to find out if he's going to still get the job or if he's canned. So I think he'd be cool with changing. Joey, on Friends, you know, how you doing? Did you know that they have the girl who is Christopher's girlfriend on The Sopranos? She's going to be Joey's sister.
Drea Mateo.
That's her name.
Right.
Okay, so you look at that and you go, maybe that one's okay.
Maybe.
Here's another NBC show. Heather Locklear plays an air... Now, these all sound like jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Heather Locklear plays an airport chief in LAX. Oh. L-A-X. L-A-X. Mm-hmm.
What, like, is that a drama?
Yes, it is a drama. Oh. It is a drama. And the crime... Here's another one on NBC. NBC has a crime drama called Hawaii. Now, they want you to know that this is not Hawaii Five-O, and this is not Magnum P.I.,
okay.
But it is crime-fighting in Hawaii.
Starring Jasmine Trias.
then there's The Office. The Office is a freaking funny show that runs on... if you get BBC
yes.
America,
okay.
You should watch this. This is really a fun... And I like saying anything British is funny.
They're going to Americanize it and make it over here?
And, but remember, they did this with Coupling last year.
Right.
So the Office is the next one that they're going to bring over.
And okay.
Screw up. Also, and all of these are real shows. Here's another one for NBC. Show is called Medium. It stars Patricia Arquette as a mother who uses her psychic powers to help the police solve crimes. Now, don't look at me like that. Like you would watch that. You wouldn't watch that.
I like Patricia Arquette.
Yeah,
she's sexy.
Would not watch that.
She's a sexy mama, and she's that mini-skirted mom.
Okay, this one makes sense to me. Scrubs, that's a funny show.
Yeah, I like
They've renewed that for two more seasons. Okay, because there's so few good shows.
Yeah.
Right.
Then on NBC, Law & Order, they got the spinoff, Trial by Jury. Now, the guy that's leaving Law & Order, who's the old guy from the Napa? I get him confused with the Napa commercials. Jerry
Orbach.
Orbach. Okay.
He's leaving?
He's going to do the new show, but he's trying to get some more money out of him.
All right.
Taking his place on Law & Order is the guy, Dennis Farina.
Oh, Dennis Farina's fantastic.
He's good. Yeah, we like him. NBC
In fact, I think Dennis Farina will be better in that role on Law & Order.
NBC is not bringing back Whoopi and Happy Family. Okay, CBS. Let's go to CBS, as Jim Nantz says.
Now, really, listening to NBC, not a total disaster, listening to that. I'm dying to hear what CBS says.
CBS. One of the new shows is Center of the Universe, starring John Goodman as a dad with a freaky family. Also on this show...
All right, strike one.
Gene Smart... That bitch that was on Designing Women.
Right. What is the deal? Are these good agents that get these people series after series after series?
Diedrich Bader, who was the guy on Drew Carey, he was Jethro in the Beverly Hills movie.
Oh, God.
The goofy guy.
You mean the one guy that really wasn't that funny on the Drew Carey show?
Correct. Here's another one. Clubhouse. These are CBS shows. Clubhouse. A show about a bat boy for the New York Yankees, starring Dean Cain and Christopher Lloyd. Oh, God.
Wow.
Rob Lowe has another TV show on CBS. Dr. Vegas.
He's going to be a doctor in Las Vegas?
He's a house doctor at a Vegas casino.
Oh, my God.
CSI New York.
They're all doing... You know, casinos are it. They're all dealing with casinos.
You know about that one. Tony Kornheiser, who's a really great writer and a funny guy and was a great radio guy and should get back on the radio as soon as possible, is having a TV show made about him. And you know his TV show, PTI?
Yeah.
Now, the casting on this is good. It's Jason Alexander playing Tony Kornheiser.
Pardon the interruption.
And it's Malcolm Jamal Warner playing Michael Wilbon.
Okay.
That's not bad, but here's the PR CBS sent us, says, it's a Jason Alexander series in which Jason plays an outspoken dad based on Tony Kornheiser. I say to Tony Kornheiser, who I've only met a couple of times, pull out of this thing right now. I think it's good casting, but the fact that they're not making it, that he's about a sports writer, who
just
who is
an outspoken
quirky,
dad.
Outspoken dad.
Is he going to be a creative consultant or a writer? Is he a contributing writer?
I don't think
writer?
So. I think he's just getting the money.
Just getting checked.
And CBS canceled Yes, Dear.
Really?
Yeah, King of Queens lives to breathe another day.
I'm sorry for Greg Garcia. That's too bad.
Fox, we've not gotten anything from Fox. We did get the following from ABC. They have new shows. One of the shows is called Savages, produced by Mel Gibson and based on his life. The show is about a guy who raises something like, it's not really 800 sons, but something like a guy who just raises a bunch of boys. I'm not really sure. It's Mel Gibson.
That's new.
They said, we'll go for it.
That's a fresh
show
idea.
Show me suck. There's another one called That's Just Rodney, starring comedian Rodney Carrington.
Who's Rodney Carrington?
If you find out, let me know, but he's got a TV show.
Now, if you want to make me laugh, is Rodney Dangerfield dead yet?
No, he's not.
All right.
Jennifer Love Hewitt also has an Entitled sitcom.
Yes, they're doing a remake of Twin Peaks.
Joey Lawrence has a sitcom.
And he needs to be back on television.
The Jessica Simpson sitcom is not going to happen, the one that where they were going to call
Are
her.
Are we on ABC right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Where they were going to call her Jessica Sampson. They've decided not to do that. But they are going to give Jessica and Nick a firm commitment for their dumb variety show.
Yeah, well, strike while the iron's hot.
All right, canceled by ABC. Life with Bonnie. I'm with her. Married to the Kellys, and it's all relative. Reality shows. This is where ABC's going to jump in.
I read an article where they're all supposed to stink. Right.
They got a show called Desperate Housewives about bored suburban ladies and their lives. Oh, no, this isn't reality. This stars, what's her name? Terry Hatcher.
Oh, okay.
And Felicity Huffman.
A drama then. Probably.
Then there's another one with James Spader. Then there's something. Listen to this now. Kelly Osbourne is the star of a sitcom called Life as We Know It. About misguided, I'm going to read the ABC thing, misguided promiscuous teens.
Does it all take place in a rehab center? That'll be a smash.
There's a show called Lost on ABC about adults who get stranded on a desert island after a plane crash and have to learn how to live together.
I thought it was about ABC programming executives.
Then they've got a reality show called Wife Swap. Now you would think maybe they got something.
Now I'm watching. Has it got an R rating?
No. Families just trade moms. They don't have to have sex with the dads or anything. Just, you get a mom that lives with you and like makes you breakfast. They put it on TV.
You know, when
a mom who's not your mom.
When you're talking about reality shows, there was a book written, I mean, a million years ago, that was called The Life Swap. And it was a very popular book. It was written, actually, by a friend of our family's. And this book was, these two people actually switched lives in total. I always thought that might make some sort of good reality show. But, I mean, the commitment is like, you switch lives lock, stock, and barrel. And everybody has to, you have to have everybody sign off. The family, the boyfriends, everything.
Right.
And I mean, they did. It was back in the 70s, so they did everything.
You know, you read this stuff, and you go, is this, you know, this is the stuff that these networks have sent us.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to talk about this crap. The WB, Jack and Bobby. Now, would you think Kennedys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
It's about two teenage brothers, one of whom will grow up to be president. But no, it's not about Jack and Bobby Kennedy.
Of course not.
No, it's not.
Does it take place in New England?
Yes, it does.
Of course it does.
In Boston.
But not about the Kennedys, duh.
And, right. And listen, of all of them that we got sent, and we got packs from every network except Fox,
right.
And Fox sent us a registered letter saying they'll send us their lineup tomorrow, but they want us to know Arrested Development has been renewed.
Oh, good.
Here's the worst one of all, the worst new TV show. This is going to be on the WB. It's called Commando Nanny. This is a sitcom that stars Gerald McCraney, Major Dad.
Boy, they bring these people just don't.
But hold on, hold on. It's based on the real life of Mark Burnett, the guy who
a reality producer,
the guy who invented Survivor. Mark Burnett was a special forces commando in the British Army, and after he got out of that, he was a nanny in Beverly Hills. Allegedly, before he became the hottest reality show producer.
All right, really?
So now they've got Gerald McCraney.
Hit. On the WB?
Hit. You really? Think so?
As far as the WB goes, that will be a successful show.
You think so?
Yes. You know why? Because that guy, Gerald McCraney, has that nine lives thing happening with him. And it's a military type guy, and it'll be popular.
And it's based on Mark Burnett. of course he is. Oh, and I forgot. Father of the Bride, which is a computer animated show on NBC.
Right.
It's about Siegfried and Roy and the Animals.
Oh, Father of the Pride, referring to the lion.
Father of the Pride, yes. Right. Father, I said Father of the Bride.
Yeah, because of the movie that's stuck
Father
in your
of
head.
The Bride, and
Is it a reality show?
Did you see him on the Today Show?
I did. Is it a reality show?
No, it's a computer animation show.
Okay.
I saw Roy Horn on the Today Show. You know, the big deal is that he can move his right arm out. And I guess he's made incredible progress.
Yeah, considering the fact they thought he was almost certainly going
to
die.
Now, be honest with me. Mm-hmm. You be honest with me. Don't worry about your Catholic upbringing.
Right.
Did you laugh when you saw him?
No.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. That's my guy.
Right.
That's the dark part of your soul that I love.
Well, you know, you've brought out my dark side.
That's funny.
I also, I think, and I must tell you, since we're bringing it up, and I'm cleaning my soul, and I'm confessing, I also laughed when they were signing the American Idol part last night. Did you?
Good man.
I went back and looked at it.
Now, Mike, don't you want to be in the phone tree?
I have.
See, if you were in the phone tree, I could call you up and say, are you watching Roy Horn right now? We could laugh at him.
I could
call you up and say, do you see the signing on American Idol?
No, strangely as it might seem, I don't want to interfere with that phone tree.
You let me
in the phone tree when it's important, you know, when it's something really special.
I'll tell you when you do get the call when the boy doesn't. Mm-hmm. When it's something manly like football.
Yes, I know.
If it's a big game, you're my go-to. You're my go. Hey, turn this game on right now.
Do you know where I'd like to be in the phone tree? This is for both of you guys.
Where?
Celebrity deaths. You know, we've slacked off on that lately.
Hello, Charlie.
Got it, Mike, my brother.
Hey, what's happening?
Is that Rodney Carrington guy you're asking about?
Yes, sir.
He's a redneck comedian. He's got a couple of CDs out that are hilariously funny.
Is he like a Jeff Foxworthy guy?
Yes, exactly.
So he's a Jeff Foxworthy wannabe.
Yeah, but he's pretty funny. He's not a Jeff Foxworthy, but he's pretty damn funny.
So you're saying he's not as funny as Jeff Foxworthy?
Well, he's got his points. He's got his funny points.
Who's funnier?
Yeah.
Rodney Carrington or Jeff Foxworthy?
Jeff Foxworthy.
All right, I'm watching. Almost as good as J.F.
Almost as good.
Okay, thank you. Almost as good.
Thank
you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
So many great new shows.
Yeah, look forward to fall.
Did you say you picked that Office one to be a hit? You think that Office show will be a hit?
Oh, no. I think NBC will screw it up.
Yeah. But
if you want to see it, it's on the BBC America.
That was good.
It's funny. It's beyond funny. It's funnier than anything you see on American television.
I'm really bummed that ABC didn't take my idea, though.
Or?
Which it would have been a lock, because they have trouble at that network.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
According to Jim Miami. Hey, if it works for CBS, we're going to get.
They should do that.
And then you can have an
lots of scenes of him just on the beach.
Yeah
dancing.
Dancing with his mitts.
With his shirt on. His big man boots. Mike, when we come back, listen. We are tackling today's big headlines.
Okay.
So the stories that matter to you, Joe America out there. Do you know that there is a clown shortage? There is a clown shortage in America.
Yeah, there is a clown shortage.
Hello. No, this is on the level. As a matter of fact, I happen to know that Buzz had this story in the news the other day, and we had to say to him, hey, knock it off. We got somebody to comment on this story.
Okay, very good.
There's a clown shortage, and Mike... It's the tears of a clown.
Oh, okay.
Because there are no clowns around.
No, crying on the outside.
We'll get, and that, you know what? That's one of the toughest clowns to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
According to this PR, you know what? It's very tough to
Johnny
be.
Constantino.
It's tough to be a sad clown because when you put on the makeup, you want to be happy.
Of course you do.
Uh-huh.
Also, please remember, we'll be talking to Jingles the Clown. Jingles the Clown says there are some do's and don'ts when you're being a clown. Is she going to be, or is it a he or a she?
It's a she.
It's a she.
Jingles.
She's going to be, we're trying to recruit some clowns today.
I was a big fan of the brothers, Shingles the Clown.
Here's your do and don'ts. Smile and have fun. And what you don't do, and this is what I like in my clown, especially Vince Vaughn in Old School, don't drink or smoke while you're a clown.
Oh, come on now.
That kills it.
And ruins it.
No wonder there's a shortage.
That is the best scene in Old School, where Vince Vaughn is smoking.
Right.
And he's trying to make the deal to sell speakers to some guy at his kid's party.
Yeah, and he's being a clown.
That's the best.
If you don't smoke or drink when you're a clown, you end up with bodies in your crawl space.
So we'll talk to this lady about the clown shortage.
Jingle.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bose always says. Just keep laughing.
The Don and Mike Show. They share common interests. Don and Mike.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho,
before we call the clown lady, we can do a contest next. Stand by to win cash and prizes.
Ooh, very exciting.
And we talked about the Kings a second ago, the mighty Sacramento Kings.
What game seriously is tonight?
Game 7 against Minneapolis, against Kevin Garnett tonight, Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Let's go Kings on KHTK. And if they win, they'll be playing the Lakers. And I was reading in the sporting news, two great things. I wish I remembered this when Frank Caliendo was on yesterday. He did that killer Jim Rome imitation.
Right.
Jim Rome, I think I mentioned this to you, was at the Pat Tillman Memorial Service.
Okay.
He was the host, and I was trying to figure out why he was there. In the sporting news, one of those little facts that they have on the side of the magazine, one of those, the print's real small, they said during the Pat Tillman service, while Jim Rome was up on stage for 15 minutes as the master of ceremonies, he either mentioned himself by name or his radio show 76 times.
Wow.
In the 15 minutes that he was speaking, allegedly.
Between pauses.
You know, about fallen hero Patrick.
Jim Rome, master promoter.
And then, so you got the Lakers. If they're there waiting for the Kings,
mm-hmm.
Tom Arnold says that if Kobe Bryant would have listened to him, that Kobe Bryant would not be in the trouble that he's in now.
Oh, no.
Let me explain this to you. There's a movie coming out called, it's not Black Plane, it's Soul Plane. Okay,
right. It looks funny.
Which is, you know.
It actually looks very funny.
It's a colored airplane, okay?
Okay.
It's funny.
Right.
It looks great. It's you know, it's a sold-up airplane, uh-huh. You know, S-O-U-L-E-D. So, apparently there was a role for a one-day shoot.
Right.
And Tom Arnold, who's like the only white guy in this movie, mm-hmm. said, let's get Kobe Bryant.
Uh-huh.
They called Kobe Bryant. Now, hold on. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
They called Kobe Bryant. He's considering it. He calls Tom Arnold back and says, I can't do it. I got to be in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Do you know, at least according to Tom Arnold, the day that they wanted him to film this scene was the day
it all went down,
that the thing happened?
Wow.
With the girl.
So Tom has spun that around to make it to his, he'd be responsible for Kobe not being.
Well, he says that's why the mailman Carl Malone is in the movie.
Oh, that, really?
That,
okay.
They had to get a basketball player.
Uh-huh.
That I guess Tom Arnold went to Snoop Doggy Dog, who's in this movie,
right,
and said, "Who can we get?" And they said, yeah, "Let's get Kobe." So now Tom Arnold, like seriously, is coming out and saying, "If he would have just done this, his life would have been changed.
He'd be fine."
Yes,
Tom Arnold has really turned himself into a player. Remember, he was a CNN correspondent when Arnold was elected.
That's right. Tom will do just about anything.
But I'd like to check the dates on that, if that's true.
I bet it is. I bet, you know, the probably. One thing, why would he lie about that?
And what a bitch.
Well, he'd lie because he's Tom Arnold.
But it's not like Kobe Bryant's not going through enough. Not that he's not brought it on himself, but imagine that.
I get acquitted, I'm Kobe Bryant, I go on that show, just knock Tom Arnold out.
That's when you look up at the sky and you just go,
imagine seeing Tom Arnold's shaky old, you know, even though he's not, allegedly doesn't do drugs anymore, you know, shaking knee, bouncing knee Tom Arnold.
Yeah, I told Kobe. Yeah, if he didn't do that, he wouldn't be in the trouble he's in right now.
You're Kobe Bryant, you're going to bed at night, and you're going, hey, come on, I know I made a mistake, but this is what you're doing to me?
Right.
If I would have listened to Tom freaking Arnold?
Is there no God?
Anyway, Mike, there's not a God, because there are not enough clowns. We have a clown shortage in America.
This is a tragedy.
And
news.
We're going to be speaking to Darlene Erickson. You may know her in the Twin Cities as Jingles the Clown.
Jingles.
Anyway, she's formed a group called the Aqua Jesters, and they have about 100 clowns in their group, and now they're down
very,
to
a very hinky name for clowns.
They're mm-hmm. down to about 50, and there's a clown drain going on, so we're going to call her up. A call on the cell, right, Robbie? Gotcha. Okay. And she's cool to go on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Now, does she know that we used to be clowns?
Didn't mention
she it. Didn't know that?
Okay. Ah.
Hello?
Is this Jingles?
Well, let me check. Yeah.
Hey, Jingles.
Hi, Jingles.
It's Stinky. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
And I'm Fuzzy.
Stinky and Fuzzy.
Hi, now listen. Really, our names are Don and Mike.
I like Stinky and Fuzzy better.
Yeah. But we are amateur clowns.
Oh, good.
And, actually, Don's name was Stinky. My name was Wet.
And we like your thought that there's not enough clowns, and that the clowns that are out there shouldn't drink and shouldn't smoke. Should smile and have fun.
That's true.
And not do potty humor either.
No, You know, we've got to keep it light. There's a lot of clowns out there, and they just need to learn how to dress up. Well, put on a nose, red hair.
But you've got a shortage of clowns, right?
Yes, we do.
Why is there a shortage of clowns in America?
Well, I don't know in America. I'm talking about this little part of the world, but...
In Minneapolis? Okay, why are there a shortage of clowns in Minneapolis or Minnesota?
We've had a clown club for almost 58 years.
Wow.
And so we've got some people who have been in the club for a long time. It's a passion. You know, it's something we love to do. But it takes a lot of time, and it's really hard work.
Do all your clowns have to adhere to that that rule about not drinking and smoking?
Well, in makeup.
In makeup, but if say a clown, the clown wants to come to your organization, he's got an appearance,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to come out there and do a show,
mm-hmm.
but he maybe wants to knock back, say, a half a bottle of vodka before he shows up.
Many,
is that okay if his breath doesn't smell?
No, he can't do that. We're around kids.
Well, not always.
Well, most of the time.
What if
the stuff that we do is around children?
Hey, have you seen Old School?
Old School.
The movie?
No.
There's a great a scene with Vince Vaughn who plays a clown in that movie.
Oh, I know. There's some really interesting portrayals of clowns in movies. I always hear about It.
Oh, yes, yeah. Stephen King, right? And Bob Goldthwait was a good clown.
Do you think that the shortage of clowns might in some way be attributed to the fact that clowns have been associated both in fiction and in reality with mass murder?
I would hope not.
Yeah. I'll tell you that we had a woman...
I would hope not, but, you know, I think there probably is some of that.
How do you feel about Pennywise?
How do I feel about what?
Pennywise.
I still didn't catch that.
Pennywise.
You know, the Stephen King clown that used to pull kids into the sewer?
Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Oh. Pam, are you aware of this? Now, we had a woman on the show last week who has John Wayne Gacy's brain in a jar. She's a doctor in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that John Wayne Gacy's given clowns a bad name out 30 years later?
No, I didn't realize that he was a clown. I work in law enforcement.
Ah, no, it's true.
So do we.
And somebody mentioned that to me the other day. We were talking about this, and they said, did you realize? And I did not realize.
Yeah, John Wayne Gacy regretfully dealt the profession a nasty blow.
Yeah. Well, it is scary, and it's unfortunate. Because
and how do you feel about Krusty the Clown on The Simpsons?
Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the Clown drinks, he smokes, he burps, he has
sex. Well, he wouldn't be a member of my club.
The Aqua Jesters, and that's kind of a hinky name. Please do explain that.
Yeah, well, in Minneapolis, we have a festival called the Aquatennial.
Oh, the Aquatennial.
It's the land of lakes. We got a lot of water running around.
10,000 lakes. Is that anything like the Chili-tacular?
The Chili-tacular sounds like, you know, the same vein.
That's something we do on the 4th.
Right?
We do that on the 4th of July. We have the big Chili-tacular, the big chili-off.
Yeah, we have a friend of ours. It's not in professional show business,
mm-hmm.
but he comes to the Chili-tacular every year and celebrates the big event. He's one of the best clowns I've ever seen. His name is Beans.
And if you remember, for a while, Rob was a clown on this. Remember he was Clanzo the Clown?
Clanzo the Clown.
And Buzz, when you were a clown...
I've been a clown.
Who were you? Do you remember your name?
Buzzo, I think.
Buzzo the Clown.
Yeah.
How much can a clown make these days? Can you make enough to make your car payment, make your rent payment?
You know, it's a tough way to make a living. I don't do it for money.
Mm.
But those who do, I think they can probably charge $100 an hour.
Now, ma'am, may I ask you about something that perhaps you'll find a little controversial? We've watched videos on the show before.
Uh-huh.
Clown pornography. Where it's clown on clown sex.
It exists. Apparently, it exists. Not only does it exist, but it is also very, very popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Please be commenting.
That's never crossed my...
Please be commenting on that.
Yeah.
On clown sex. You've never? Do you think you might clown a little better if you loosened up? You sound delightful, but I mean, let's say that you had a Cosmopolitan before you went out.
I mean, not sloppy drunk, but just a drink to loosen you up a little bit.
I don't think so.
Do you drink?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you not around clowning?
I'm a scotch drinker.
Oh, good.
Now we're making progress.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're making progress, but no, I wouldn't drink when in makeup. It's just... Because, again, we're entertainers for children, not adults.
Listen, you're a woman first.
Mm-hmm.
You're a clown second.
Yes.
Do you try to hide your femininity when you're the clown?
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
And a valid point.
Yeah, no, clowns can kind of almost be non-sexual because...
Oh, au contraire, mon frère. I guess it depends on your point of view.
Is it
true... You can be a girl clown and be real cute and wear the frills and all that stuff.
Right. Is it true that you can that clown car payments are less because you can fit 15 of them in a car?
Yes, we share that cost.
You don't
share that cost,
and you don't. It says here you don't do potty humor.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't.
Humor, they call it. You don't do blue humor.
Blue.
You work non blue.
Non blue.
No blue.
Well, you know, we with the FCC crackdown, we've recently had to work non blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you have. I bet you guys have a hard time doing that.
No, you know why? I'll tell you why. We're scary talented, and that's what you clowns should do, too. Mm-hmm. You should go back to your scary talent.
Absolutely.
There's no need that you have to. What did you write down here? You don't have to ride down the street on a toilet and drop your pants.
Right.
Although that'd be a great idea for a clown.
Well yeah, I mean, obviously, done, you know, right. you if you had, like, the polka dot. Underwear.
Right. Yeah, well, yes, you have to have some. And I'm sure we've had clowns in the past who have done that. It's fun.
Darlene, when you've been Jingles, have you ever worked any bachelor parties?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Who's a bad clown, Darlene,
in your opinion?
Who's a bad clown?
Who's a bad clown, Jingles?
Oh, you mean personally any bad clown?
Well, like, for example, where are you on Ronald McDonald?
Oh, I think he does very good stuff.
Too commercial?
Well, no, but he spends a lot of time. We run into him at Ronald McDonald's house. I mean, sure. He does a lot of good.
All right, what about a guy that doesn't wear the uniform but does your shtick? What about Carrot Top?
Oh, I think Carrot Top's wonderful.
You don't think
he's the ultimate clown.
You don't think? Yes, and you don't think that he's cutting into your market?
No. I would love to see Carrot Top. I probably could learn a few. He has great props.
We had a listener that called. We have no idea whether to believe whether this is true or not, that saw Carrot Top on a plane holding hands with another guy.
Mike, that was a legend.
I know, it was a legend.
A story.
How do you feel about homosexuality among clowns?
Well, I think that's like about people. I mean, you can or you can't.
So you would admit gay clowns into the Aqua Jesters?
Of course.
Oh, that's good.
What if in their act they preached homosexuality?
That's not a part of clowning.
Well, no,
I wouldn't preach religion as a part of clowning.
Don't we learn when we laugh?
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen, I believe, many clowns at gay pride parades.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. They're called transvestites.
Listen, I hear that Clarabelle was a communist back in the day.
Yeah, on a list.
Blacklisted.
You remember Clarabelle the clown?
You know, I am old enough that I do remember Clarabelle.
Right.
Howdy Doody, Clarabelle.
Right.
Think about that name. Howdy Doody.
Would you accept a communist clown into your organization, the Aqua Jesters?
Howdy Doody?
Did you hear the story about Larry Harmon?
No.
The original Bozo?
Bozo, yeah.
Harmon from Dallas?
No, from Bozo the Clown in
Bozo
Chicago.
The original.
Oh, I met him.
Yeah, so did we.
He came to Minneapolis on our 50th reunion.
There you go.
Did he show you the videos?
No.
He's got some crazy videos.
Uh-huh.
Larry Harmon does?
Don't you remember seeing those videos?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, all we really saw was down there.
Yeah, shoes. Yeah.
But there, shoes and more buzz.
Right.
There's a crazy side to Larry Harmon. The late Larry Harmon.
I would hope so.
Do you have a clown role model, Jingles?
Do I have a clown role model?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of our clowns, and he's actually passed away. His name was Rags. He was a great clown.
Why was Rags
That's what a tragedy.
Why was he, regretfully?
He passed on, yeah.
No. Why was he a great clown?
Well, because he enjoyed what he did so much. He did it for years and years, and I learned a lot from him.
Did he have a fitting memorial? Did he have a clown casket?
No, I don't think so. Uh-huh. You know, we have been to some funerals of people who have been clowns.
And were they, when you go to a funeral of a clown or you go to a wake, do they get buried in their clown suit?
No. Oftentimes they'll have pictures of them.
I would think that would be a little scary.
If you're at a clown funeral, is it out of line to have the boutonniere that squirts water? Is it out of line to have the can of peanut brittle? You open it up and it's got all the snakes that come out?
Valid question.
Wouldn't Rags have wanted it that way?
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
May I ask you, ma'am, the celebrity when you're not wearing your clown suit, the celebrity Jingles that you think you most resemble?
The celebrity that I most resemble?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Think about that for
plain
a second.
Clothes.
Yeah, plain clothes.
Did you say plain clothes or Glenn clothes?
Glenn clothes.
Oh. Plain clothes, not plain clothes. Oh. That's our newsman, Buzz. She's a little hard of hearing.
She's a cop also.
No, I'm not a cop. I work with...
In law enforcement.
She worked with law enforcement.
Right.
What do you do? What do you do with law enforcement?
Did you have trouble hearing that part too?
No, no, I did not.
I manage associations, and several of them are law enforcement, so I coordinate training for cops.
Do you work with any nursing homes?
No, I don't. Right. I mean, I've been in Algolo. I've been in more nursing homes than I can. Yeah.
Could you maybe please to walk us through your makeup? What do you put on when you're a clown?
Well, I'm an August clown.
What is that?
What's that? So
hey, hold on.
With a lot of color on the face. You know what a white face looks like. You know what I
do. I am surrounded by them.
Yeah. So I'm at a goose. So I have, you start out with the white around the mouth and the eyes, and then you do the red wherever you want the red, and you put flesh color around anything that's not covered.
Uh-huh.
And,
is that kind of like Al Jolson?
Well, if I were black.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Do you have any black clowns?
You know, we don't. We had one.
Shame on you.
Hey, we try.
Minnesota.
Shame on you.
Minnesota. All we have is white people. No, we don't. I mean, it's a very mixed culture, and I'm hoping we get some.
Shame on you.
Where do you stand on huge shoes?
I have several.
Okay. What about Hispanic clowns?
We do have a couple of Hispanic clowns. One from Ecuador.
Oh, well, that's good, but yeah. I mean, yeah, it seems...
We've run into, obviously, a lot of...
But no blast.
What about, to me, like, you've got a lot of work to do.
What about Haitian clowns?
None of them come across, no.
Any Arab clowns?
Nope, I haven't seen those either.
Iraqi clowns?
Not in my circle, but...
How many women in your organization?
You know, it was an all-men's group when it started out. Huh. When it started about 1970. I would guess half of us...
And now you've risen to the top of the aqua jesters.
Hey, yeah. I get to be, I'm not chief. I get to be chief next year.
What would be a violation that would, please to explain, what would be a violation that would kick someone out of the aqua gestures?
Being really inappropriate in makeup with, we ask that people wear we have a button and a badge and things that say we're an aqua gester. So if we're in makeup with, identifiable as an aqua gester.
What if one of your employees was wearing, let's say, his clown pants? And maybe his clown suspenders,
mm-hmm.
not his makeup,
mm-hmm.
not his hair,
not his shirt,
halfway dressed as a clown.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he's on his way to a gig somewhere, and he knocks off a telephone pole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's smoking, he's drinking, uh-huh. whatever it is he's doing. They pull him out of the car. You can't really identify him as a clown because he's just got the clown pants
right.
on.
That's on his own.
So he's on his own.
Like a citizen.
But hold on, here's the other side of that.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's in the car and he's dressed totally normally, as any civilian would be, mm-hmm. but he has the clown makeup on?
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's getting high, he's drinking,
mm-hmm.
he's running over people,
mm-hmm.
he's causing wrecks.
He'd get kicked out.
Then he would get kicked out. So yeah. Not for the pants, but yes, for the face.
Well, he'd be more identifiable. And first of all, we ask the people if they're in makeup. They stay in makeup until they get home.
All right, and as far as the aqua gestures are concerned, what about... Well, you know, the little people.
We have had a little person as a member
a couple
of times, and she moved to Iowa. So,
So you've had a midget, you have Hispanics, yet you have no blacks.
We have had, but we don't currently, no.
Yeah.
What if there was a clown in a three-piece suit? Let's say it was a clown, off-duty clown, ODC,
mm-hmm.
three-piece suit.
Mm-hmm.
All he's got on is his red nose.
Mm-hmm.
He gets pulled over for DUI. Do you kick him out?
Well, no, because he's really not a clown.
But he's got the red nose on.
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
Not enough.
I mean, he's not...
What if he identifies himself as the clown?
He's looking a little silly, huh?
What if he identifies himself like his Vodka the Clown?
Please to explain your main clown gag.
Yeah. Last thing we'll ask you.
Okay, I don't have a main one. We go through several. Last year I was Crash the Test Dummy.
Crash the Test Dummy.
I dressed kind of I had a scooter. And I had a helmet on.
Uh-huh.
So I was Crash.
Sounds great.
That was it?
And I ran around on my scooter, came close to killing myself and probably a few other people.
Kids love that. Where are you on when you go to a kid's party on handing out firecrackers?
We draw the line there.
Okay.
You draw the line there.
We draw the line. We don't want to, send children.
Well, listen, if you want to
sound
be a
like
clown,
a fun to me.
Let me give out the website here. It's Aquajusters, one word, aquajusters.org. And it's a national show. I don't know if we're still heard in Minneapolis, but...
No, I don't think you are.
Who knows? Maybe the word will get through the colored grapevine, and you'll end up getting a black clown.
I would love it.
Maybe you'll get some more Hispanic clowns.
Great.
Maybe, listen, do you have any Asian clowns?
No, we don't.
Native Americans?
Nope.
Okay, gotta work on that. And since it's the aqua gestures, do the clowns swim?
No, we don't. Well, yeah, do swim, but
listen, you're serious about this, right?
Oh yes.
The whole aqua gestures thing.
Yeah.
All right, Jingles.
All right, I guess so. We won't see you making any anatomically correct balloon animals anytime soon.
No, I'm not that good.
Okay.
All right, you will not. Okay.
You guys have a great time.
Thank you.
We will.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Jingles.
Thanks, Jingles.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She hung in there, didn't she?
Yeah.
She didn't like it, though.
You know what that is? That's a good hang-up, too, when you get the...
Yeah. You guys, and the very... Her tell at the end was... You guys have a good time.
Okay. We're running out of time now, and we're only going to have the chance to do this once or twice.
So we got the bullhorn.
Yeah, we're going to do something today. And I'm going to use my wife as an example. Here's what we're going to do in this next break. So call right now at 877-365-3636. We're going to call a couple of people. We'll give both Mike and myself a chance to do this.
Okay.
People that you want to call who just won't listen.
Very good.
If there's a message you want to give somebody, and it doesn't have to be a secret. This is not one of those lying games or secret games.
Just something maybe you're not getting through with.
For instance,
maybe a person's a better talker than a listener.
Mm-hmm. For instance, Mike, when we call, please tell Frida that she's going to be on the radio and to stand by for a very important message.
Okay.
Hello?
There you
go. You get a bit more of a response.
I think so.
When you use a
hello?
Hi, Frida. This is Mike. You're on the air right now.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, and I need you to stand by for a very important message. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
It's totally unacceptable that our bathroom is not done after 11 and a half weeks, and okay. I still say no to a car.
Well, hold on. Let me tell the gentleman I'm speaking to about a new car goodbye.
I'm afraid there's no room for discussion.
Sorry, I think we have a bad connection.
You will not listen. Thank you for your time.
She's gone.
Yeah. She's gone.
She's gone.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
She's gone.
It's that simple.
That worked great. Gone. I think it's been a success already.
So, Mike, we'll give you a chance to make one of these calls.
I'll do that for somebody, absolutely.
I'd be glad to. You know, maybe there's somebody that they just won't listen.
Absolutely.
So, if you'd like us to call somebody, we got to do this fast. 877-365-3636. It's called They Just Won't Listen.
Right.
They just won't listen.
Yeah, for example, with Jingles, you know, it would be lighten up, you know.
Go ahead, give it a try. I'll pretend to be Jingle. Oh, hold on, it's my wife calling back. Hold on a second. Hello?
So sorry, Sugar Bear. All I could really get from that, it was in a bad cell, was definitely get a new car.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. All right, very good. Well, then we're all set.
Hold on, let Mike practice.
What he meant to say was he loves you very much, and he's looking forward to dining with you tonight.
Oh, shut up, Mike.
Is that a hint that I have to cook?
Shut up, Mike.
Yes, he wishes you to cook.
He does not.
Might as well take advantage of it.
I want her to pick up dinner.
He wants you to pick up dinner, and he'd prefer...
Anything.
Chinese? Chinese food sounds good tonight.
Mike, I know you smoke, but I didn't realize you had the voice box.
I don't have the voice box.
All right.
I am simply speaking louder.
Okay, bye. Bye, honey.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Bye, baby.
Julie Fulman, get out of your office. We're moving in.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Somebody who just won't listen.
We'll let you know when the time has come.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out. See you guys. Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out.
What a talent.
Seacrest, out.
Seacrest, out.
Seacrest, out.
Talent.
Seacrest. Out.
He's a pro.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know who else is a pro?
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
Listen, I predicted earlier today. Will you see if I have egg on my face tomorrow?
Fantasia out of American Idol tonight.
We'll all be watching to find out if that's true.
Fantasia out. Speaking of American Idol. And Seacrest out.
Seacrest out.
Okay, let's do these. We have just enough time, but we're just trying this out to see if it works. Uh-huh. We think it will. Uh-huh. People who just won't listen.
Very good.
Let's start with Tom in Kansas on KFH-FM. Tom.
Yeah.
It's your wife, Marcy. What would you like either Mike or I to say to her? She won't listen. What won't she listen about?
Well, here's what she won't listen about. She wants me to build a deck this summer out back, and I don't want to do it.
Okay. That easy enough?
Simple. I just don't want to do it.
Mike, here is the, here's, you want to go for it?
Okay. All right.
Here's the bullhorn.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please.
Now, I'm calling on the phone that she would answer. So should I hang up?
Yeah, hang up.
Okay.
And we'll call you right back.
Okay, thanks.
Very good.
We're going to call Marcy.
All right. It's Marcy, right? That's correct, right? Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing, Rob?
Are we going to get Marcy's permission to go on the radio?
No, he was on that phone number, though.
But it's ringing, so it should...
Oh, it's ringing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and he's, I think his wife's probably in the house, and he's just waiting for her to pick up.
Hi, Marcy. We have your husband on the phone for the Don and Mike show, and he's won a radio contest. But for him to win, you need to put your voice on the air. Can I put your voice on the air?
These are people who just won't listen.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it be funny if most of them ended up being women?
Okay, go ahead.
That'd be a coincidence.
Marcy?
Yes?
Stand by for a message from your husband.
Marcy? Marcy? Marcy, can you hear me?
Barely.
Hold on a second.
Did you barely hear you? You're on a goddamn...
Marcy, can you hear me now? Marcy?
What?
Marcy, you're not listening. I have something very important to tell you. Your husband does not want to build a deck this summer. It's not going to happen, Marcy. Marcy, listen. Your husband is not going to build a deck this summer. He wants to enjoy his summer and not spend the whole time building a deck for you.
Hear the siren.
Marcy, can you hear me?
You don't want me to do what?
Stop interrupting, Marcy. The deck will not be built. The deck, I repeat, will not be built.
God.
You got that, Marcy?
Marcy?
Tom?
What is the problem with Marcy? Marcy, can you hear me now? Marcy?
All right, let's try another one. I think she got the message.
Goodbye, Marcy.
That sounds like Tom.
God, what was the deal with Marcy?
I don't know. Well, she won't listen.
I don't know.
She just doesn't listen. She doesn't want to hear it.
Let's try.
Could it be any louder?
It could be, Mike.
Yes, it could.
Brandon, Salt Lake City, K-A-L-L. Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. How you doing, guys?
Brandon. I'm sorry. Brandon.
Brandon, yeah. Like,
Brandon,
like,
who's not listening to you?
My mother.
I like
that so good. Why isn't your mom listening to you, Brandon?
Well, my sister lives with her with a guy who hasn't had a job in, like, who hasn't had a full-time job in about 8 years.
And you want him kicked out of the house?
Yeah, it's time for Tirso to move out.
All right, what's his name?
Tirso.
Tirso?
Tirso.
You clowns?
Unless you beat me to it.
Tirso.
Tirso the clown.
And what's your sister's name?
Carrie.
Carrie.
Carrie. Carrie loves Tirso. Tirso loves Carrie.
What's your mom's first name?
Sherry.
Carrie and Sherry and Pearson.
Sherry and Pearson.
And you are Brandon.
Brandon. This fall on ABC.
All right. Hold on a second.
All right.
Here we go.
This is Rob from the Don and Mike Show. And Brandon has won a radio contest.
Okay.
Can you come on the air and talk to him? Okay, hang on.
I think this bit has some promise.
I do.
We'll do this again.
Okay.
This was just a trial run today. To get this thing hooked up. What'd you do here, Mike?
Well, you just hooked it on the mic.
Okay. Got it.
Yo, yo.
Okay.
All right. All right, ready? What's your name? What's your name?
Sherry.
Sherry?
Yes.
Yes, Sherry. Hi, this is Mike from the Don and Mike Show. Stand by. Stand by for a very important announcement from your son-in-law. Or your son.
From my son. Yes.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi. You know that guy, Pearso, the guy who's shacking up with your daughter, Carrie?
Yeah.
Right. Your son says he's a loser. Get him out of the house. Think about what he's doing to your daughter. Think about it. And I don't mean, like, psychologically. Think about what he's doing. Get him the hell out of the house. Why do you got the freeloader in there? What are you running, a shelter?
I am.
And what about your daughter? What are we supposed to think about her?
He likes it.
And he doesn't have a job.
And he doesn't have a job? Listen, Mom! This is not a test.
How is this going on?
This is not a test. We have to use these measures to get you to listen. Get him out of that house! This is Jack Bauer with CTU. I need you to evacuate now!
Okay! All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
I think you made an impression on her.
She heard it loud and clear.
Yeah.
I think we've proved that works.
I think that's wonderful.
We'll bring that one back.
Absolutely.
We'll bring that one back when we have more time, like to call people with more in-depth problems.
You know, nothing makes me feel better than when we can do some good. That's terrific.
Been a long time.
You done with this?
Go ahead, knock yourself out. Right. No, you love it. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it.
No, go ahead. You love it. Go ahead, Rob.
He does love it.
Yeah. Isn't there anything you want to say to Carrie? A message?
Have a nice trip. I will take care of the children. The children will be fine. Take care of your mother.
Rob is yes, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were wondering, it's another weekend with the Spiewax together.
Rob is having to watch the kids while his wife escapes to her mother's house.
Well.
So it's going to be Rob and the kids all by himself this weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Where'd he go? Oh, here he is.
I'm back. Just me, the children, and a big bottle of NyQuil. Sleep tight, son.
Rob wins the scratch off.
I like that. That's a good game.
I love that. And you know, we got a state of the art bullhorn. We don't have a lot of good equipment in here,
but that's a great bullhorn.
Yeah. Bullhorn works.
Yeah. So we'll bring that back. We'll do that again. That's good. One. Let me get, that's one that worked. Where's the ding?
Yeah, give me a chime.
Right on.
I like that.
That's a good one. Boy, we had a lot of stuff we didn't get to today. We talk about Roy Horn's dead arm?
Yes.
I guess we did.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about Kobe Bryant, right?
Yes.
Right. Did I mention that David Letterman?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Oh, here it is. Remember yesterday we spoke a couple of minutes off the cuff about Tony Randall?
That's right.
Who had been on our show maybe 10 times.
Right.
He was on the Letterman show 104 times.
Was he really?
Well, before there was Regis.
Yeah. Did you see the one where you're just standing on top of a building?
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Where he didn't have any dialogue? It was just Tony Randall standing on top of a building?
So here's a guy that Letterman used like a piece of toilet paper.
Right.
For all those years he was on NBC. Now Regis is the toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the statement that David Letterman had. Released the following statement.
Okay.
Quote, I was lucky enough to know Tony as an actor and a friend. Whenever we needed a big laugh, we would bring in Tony. He made us better for having worked with him. We'll miss him very much.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know, I had the opposite reaction.
Anyway, you wanted
that's
more.
That's like corporate.
Yeah.
From Letterman, I would expect something from the heart. I would expect him to say the truth. Hey, whenever we couldn't get anybody, Tony Randall came through every time.
And was that a press release? He didn't say anything on his show?
No, he did not.
Huh. See, he saves that only when they cut into his chest.
That was a statement that was released yesterday.
That's when he gets teary.
And from another source, I heard a lot of times Tony Randall was only given like an hour's notice.
Oh, really?
I believe
that.
An hour before taping.
Yeah.
Say, come on over.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And now now he's got Regis to be his bitch. You know, it's like five until showtime. Mm-hmm. Call Regis, he'll come down. Call Regis, he'll eat anything.
Yeah, but I bet Regis gets two paragraphs when he's on the other side of the dirt.
Buzz, all this other stuff, we'll get to it tomorrow, because Buzz has real news now. Buzz, what is your lead story today on News and Comments?
Abusive soldiers have found another enemy in Iraq. Reporters.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Does this mean our reporters are in danger?
Well, not anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good to hear. All right. Stay tuned. And wasn't that one dude guilty today?
Yes, one guy broke down in tears and admitted his guilt.
Oh, he pleaded guilty.
One of the courts martials.
And ratted out the other guys, which is why he got a deal or something.
I hate that.
Hate it when they lawyer up.
How it works.
Yeah, but someone's got... You got to have the first...
Somebody's got to fall on the sword.
Right? You got to do it. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. It was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Tricky.
my recital.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Right. Don and Mike.
Time for Buzz. That's new. Buzz is news.
Once again, a black man.
Buzz is news brought to you by Viramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested at Viramax. Number one because it works. Nationwide, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. We already told you it's Buzz. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Iraqi prisoners are not the only ones to have been abused by American troops, according to reporters for NBC and the Reuters News Service. Three reporters for Reuters say they were beaten and subjected to sexual and religious taunting and humiliation when they were detained at a military camp near Fallujah in January. The Reuters reporters say they told their bosses about it, but withheld public comment until now, after the other abuse reports came out.
They were abused by our guys?
American troops, yes.
So reporters are cruising along. Reuters, it's a British news service.
Now, NBC obviously is American.
All of these reporters are either Iraqi or Arab by nationality.
Okay.
But employed by Reuters and NBC News.
But they're Iraqis.
Some of them.
And so they mistook them for, or I mean, was there any mistaken identity? Or
I guess it really doesn't matter. I'm sure these guys tried to identify themselves as reporters, but apparently it didn't do any good.
Well, and you know, today, this is off topic, but give me just 1 second. I'm watching the 9/11 hearings,
right,
which are going on in New York, and if you got the God, CNN.
Is that sad or what?
Yeah, Giuliani's up there.
Right.
And, you know, like him, don't like him, a dynamic leader, and no one...
I didn't
mean to press that button.
He's really good, but not that good.
You got a dramatic effect there when you said that.
High praise. But the guy did the job on 9/11.
He was there.
And I saw him testify today, and he's a pretty dynamic speaker to listen to and what he went through. And my point in this is at the end of this, when Giuliani's summing up what happened, again, there's a crazy protester. And somebody stands up in the audience while Giuliani is still finishing up his remarks and starts screaming, "Ask the government why we funded Al-Qaeda! The Al-Qaeda people that killed the people in New York were funded by your government!" And I'm not saying there's not a place for a dialogue.
Mm-hmm. No, and I'm dying to see that Michael Moore film that comes out, because apparently that's the...
Talks about that.
That's a lot of that we had these ties to some of these South Side, but don't dump it on Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, but I'm watching this again, and it's like when I was watching the Senate stuff a couple of weeks ago.
With Rumsfeld.
You know, yeah. Since when? I mean, everybody's got a voice. But now, since when can you stand up in the middle of a hearing about something, just carry on like a lunatic? And incidentally, while this is happening, all of the people that are up on the dais, they're all looking at him, and they're talking to each other, and they're shaking their head and laughing. The guy's screaming like an idiot. Giuliani just finally gets up and walks away. Meanwhile, all of the TV cameras totally off Giuliani, and this guy got... When I was watching on CNN, 15 minutes of this guy with the long hair and the ponytail.
15 minutes?
Wow. Ask anybody that watched
like that, him. With the Rumsfeld guy, I remember they got to him after about a minute. No,
this guy...
30 seconds, even.
This, you know, I exaggerate. It's not 15. It's at least 5 minutes, though.
That's just nuts. I mean, it scares me that these guys get in there, these lunatics.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, they have metal detectors, and they're screening them, but it just worries me.
Maybe there's somebody listening that saw it today that can describe it better than me.
And nothing wrong with a good old-fashioned protest, but just, I know what you're concerned about, the fact
security
that this is happening in these, you know, secured areas.
And then while this guy is continuing this, rather than escorting him outside to say, "Listen, dude, whatever they want to say, you know, let's have the protest outside,
or let's go to jail,"
the reporters all suddenly leave Rudy Giuliani and circle this guy, and you see the camera's going off and the video, and the guy is screaming. The guy had so much time as he was leaving the room where this was being held. He said, "I want to say it 3 more times before I leave." I'm like, nobody's stopping the guy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the show's not about what happened on 9/11.
Right.
You know, although the guy, I guess, has his point. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's weird. I don't ever remember this happening in America.
Either. I don't either.
Where you would have a hearing, a discussion about something that's crucial to this nation, and some dope can just stand up and interrupt everything.
I mean, I'm all for free speech and protesting, but it's kind of scary that some of these guys that, you know, might be considered a little unstable are in those private rooms. I don't get it.
That's my point. And then here's the real problem with this, that we get Giuliani gets done talking, and instead of analyzing what he said, and you could have made a strong case that they were
throwing Giuliani softballs, because what are you going to say to him? The guy did the world's greatest joke.
Hey, rather than, line, he was there. You know, was he a half hour after the first plane?
But rather than have a debate about what Giuliani did and where he went and how he allocated people, all they're talking about is the guy that got up and screamed at the end.
Right.
Well, now let's look at a videotape of this young man when he stands up. Right. What do you think Giuliani was thinking at this point? Look at the camera still. I mean, they're doing instant replays on this guy.
Very weird.
It was nuts.
Surreal. The NBC reporter, by the way, says he was also beaten and mistreated, and some of what all of these prisoner reporters were forced to do cannot be repeated here.
Wow.
They're not blaming swamp gas or weather balloons, but scientists are blaming the weather for the squadron of UFOs spotted last week by the Mexican Air Force.
All those funny lights?
Yeah, the 11 lights. Nuclear scientist Julio Herrera says it was...
Yeah, we'll believe him. Nuclear scientist Alex Jimenez says...
He says it was probably just ball lightning, which occurs near the ground usually during thunderstorms, but UFO buffs say the spots of light behaved intelligently and surrounded the plane. But the scientist says the lightning's electrical charges could have been attracted to the plane as a conductor.
It sounds hinky to me. I believe it's UFOs.
I remember.
It's the Mexican Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just remember that, everybody.
You've seen the video. Video plays on American VCRs. Well, you know, VCRs made in Japan. For Americans.
There you go, Buzz. I love it about you.
From the success it had with the Hitler miniseries, CBS thought it had a sure thing with its remake of the Charles Manson movie Helter Skelter. But CBS was wrong. Sunday's three-hour installment did attract 9 million people, but the show ranked 39th for the week. And that's weaker than CBS expected, because that represents only 6% of America's TV homes.
Oh, man, poor Charlie Manson, just not popular anymore.
No, we've lost interest. The original that aired in 1976 attracted 40% of the audience. And 2 million people from Sunday's part one did not return for part two.
You know what, Buzz? Seriously, I think when reality is more sadistic and horrible,
yeah, maybe that's it.
And I think recently we were all just getting over that, that Nicholas Berg thing.
Yeah,
I really do. I mean, I think people maybe had a little too much of it and probably didn't want any more of it.
Well, here's proof of it. That Dick Van Dyke Show, which was like the worst, and I loved Dick Van Dyke and the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Right.
I'm telling you, it was garbage. It was maybe the highest rated special CBS has had this year.
Mm-hmm. I think people want fluff. I mean, when everybody was dealing with all that, with the reality, we do want to escape. You know, it's when everything's sweetness and light, then give us a little death and destruction.
We're even picky about our fluff because, you know, it did worse than both Manson and Dick Van Dyke.
What?
The Carol Burnett special that was on.
Really?
Yeah, nobody watched that.
Mm-hmm.
That did worse than... And isn't it funny to talk about him like he's a... Hold on, so... Dick Van Dyke and Charles Manson have better ratings than Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
We're talking about him like he's some dude with a TV show.
Thank God he's still locked up.
Yeah.
Call it parenting in a pill. A new report says parents are now spending more on behavior drugs for their children.
Oh, God.
More than they spend on asthma medications or those expensive antibiotics.
Must be wet.
Now, that's not true, because Rob only gets Benadryl for his kids.
Cough syrup.
Just on the weekends when Gary goes away, it's time for some Robitussin and a nice ride in the car.
All right, let's go, kids.
The use of ADD drugs is up by 49% in the past 3 years for children under 5. It's up by 23% for kids of all ages. Certain drugs, certain categories, usage up by more than 300%.
As a father of two young kids, it seems to me that they throw around this ADD stuff in schools more than anything I've ever heard. And I've talked to parents that deal with it all the time.
And well, you know, my brother's going through it. My brother had to finally cave.
Right.
With his daughter.
Right.
That he didn't like the thought.
Right.
That because his daughter had a lower attention span in school, that they should put her on meds. They put her on the meds right away. My brother went kicking and screaming all the way, but now he says she's fine.
You know, my sister, who is a specialist in parenting preemies, told me that really, when you're dealing with kids under the age of 5, certain kids take longer times to settle,
develop in different ways.
I mean, really, but I mean, they're so anxious, it seems, to say, hey, they've got this, give them a pill. I think it's whacked.
They always say, give the parents the pill.
Give the parents the pill.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, do you know how hard it is for me to get a pill these days? Seriously, I got to get hit by a car to get a freaking pill.
Isolate.
Meanwhile, if my kid gets a headache, I can take him to the doctor, and the doctor loads up the med truck.
That's why we have Joe.
The only one to isolate. You know how hard it is for me to get a pill these days.
How many ADD kids does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Let's go fly a kite.
Look, a fly. A UCLA neuropsychiatrist says this is, in his words, not necessarily a bad thing, all these pills. He says it shows that parents want their kids to have the best chance at success.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Antidepressants are also a big part of the kid drug industry. Their usage is up by 21%.
So what you're saying, basically, in that story is if we give the kids the pills, right, we can put more pressure on them.
And yeah, one pill makes you larger.
Uh-huh. The other.
But Mike, let me explain this to you. See, the pill makes you like so that you go to school.
Right.
And let's say Catherine was taking these pills. She could dod. Those words that I had on my spelling test, like, I totally don't care that I can't spell them now. I love you so much, Dodd.
Anxiety is gone.
Dodd, can we go to another parade and throw candy?
You know what my daughter did for me the other day?
What?
She corrected me for saying like.
Hey, good for her. That's for you.
Excellent. Daddy, is it like that, or was that the way it really happened?
Hey, hey.
I was like, oh, my God. I burst into tears.
Get her on Ritalin now.
That's the answer.
Buzz, we got a break. What's next?
All right. The results of a new marijuana study. Just happened to have it here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the elephant loves marijuana.
That's potty. He goes,
Potty the Elephant.
Potty the Elephant. Not, mm-hmm, not like potty like that, they're like pot. It's weedy.
P-O-T-I.
Mm-hmm. P-O-T-I. Potty.
It's a trunk, it's a bar.
Potty the Elephant. Thank you, Potty. Okay, we'll be back with Buzz's Weed Story.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, I'm not going to read the copy. I was going to say, here you go. This is OnStar. I have OnStar in my car. It's great. I urge you to, and Mike, you don't need the copy either because you have OnStar too. Mike, what do you do when you want to make a call in your car using OnStar?
You press the white button, and the OnStar person comes on, and the voice says, who do you want to talk to? And I say, because I've got my mom programmed in there, I say, Mary. And then it dials automatically, and I don't have to touch anything, and I get through with my minutes that I have on OnStar, and I have a lovely conversation with my mother.
All you do is push the button, and it says, dial number, please, dial, and if you run low on minutes, it says, order units. It's better than a cell phone. It's hands-free.
You know, I'm going to use it tonight.
OnStar Personal Calling.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. And OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. Visit OnStar.com for more information. I read that part because we were supposed to.
Oh, is that what we're supposed to say?
The OnStar.
I thought we're supposed to say OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. Go to OnStar.com for information.
It's the car service thing that I like so bad.
Yes, we are.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dick. Yeah. You're a moron.
I'm the beautiful lady from Chicago.
Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
And again, that's Bill O'Reilly, I believe, talking to America's oldest teenager, Dick Clark.
I'm the beautiful lady from Chicago.
That's Bill O'Reilly. Here's Bill O'Reilly talking to Dick Clark.
Hey, Dick. You're a moron.
Hey, that's not nice.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A new marijuana study is out saying there's no evidence that weed causes mental or relationship problems.
Well, yeah.
Michael Elston as Buzz Fairbanks.
Hello. The respected medical journal The Lancet says, quote, currently there is no strong evidence.
Down, Potty.
Potty the elephant.
Potty the elephant.
There's no strong evidence, it says, that the use of cannabis causes psychological or social problems. That contradicts previous studies. The researchers in this one say pot probably can cause health problems like emphysema or lung cancer, but they say the dangers are often overstated.
Oh, yeah.
Quoting one researcher, we're not saying cannabis is harmless, we're saying the evidence is inconclusive.
Yeah, but if you get the lung cancer or the...
Hold on, let's talk to a big-time pot smoker.
All right. Okay.
Pat Summerall, what can you tell us about pot, your experiences with weed?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's the way it works.
Well, no, he's fine.
I was just going to say, if you get emphysema or lung cancer, you don't care.
Right. You don't need social skills.
I don't care.
I'd say 75-80% of the players did smoke.
Well,
well,
you heard it from,
wow.
You heard it from Pat
More
Summerall.
Than I thought, really.
I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
Men who drive Porsches are more likely than others to cheat on their wives. And men who cheat on their wives die during sex more than other men.
It was just a bunch of guys who enjoyed playing the game.
Pat Summerall drove a Porsche.
Ready to play for a living.
That first fact, according to a survey...
Made love with Y.A. Tittle all the time.
I don't remember.
About men with Porsches?
I don't remember.
Cheating on their wives? That, according to a survey by a car magazine in Germany, men's cars surveyed more than 2,200 men and women and found that 40% of male Porsche drivers admit to adultery. Beamer guys, 46%. Guys who drive a Ford, 44%.
Did we have this story on before?
No, we did not.
All right.
Among women... Keep an eye out for Audi drivers. 41% of those women admitted to fooling around.
Yeah, we didn't have the women, that's for sure.
And BMW drivers were again second at 39%. As for the dying, they studied this at the Center for Forensic Medicine in Frankfurt.
The dying? Oh, how you doing, Pat Summerall?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Out of 30,000 dead guys, 5 dozen died while making love.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
A little over half of them died of heart attacks. But only 1 in 4 of that group died in the arms of their spouse.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Thank you, Uncle Jim.
The rest died while having sex with another lover, a hooker, or themselves. Researchers say the guys who died in the arms of their mistresses probably overexerted themselves from trying a little harder.
That by themselves. I don't want to go like
that's
that.
That's the worst.
No. Yeah. I really, if there's any way I don't want to go, I don't want to go if I'm doing that myself.
At least there's some dignity if you're with a woman and you know, no pun intended, you peter out, you die.
But obviously horrible for her, but still some honor.
Yeah, but for you,
you have some dignity in
you,
it.
As you die as a man.
If you die on your back.
Now what if you're on, what if you're on your couch watching Channel 596?
Oh, that's horrible.
And you die.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm frightened.
Yeah, you don't want to be found that
way. And they come home, and you're there, you're dead.
Oh, no.
Your pants are on the floor.
That's just horrible.
You bought the 3 hours worth of porno, so it's still playing.
You got tube socks on the bed.
But they say a lot of men have heart attacks with their mistresses because are exerting themselves by trying harder than they normally would.
Well, guys, just don't try as hard then.
Right.
Yeah, and really, but we can't tell guys not to do that other thing.
Right.
That we're afraid of.
Do that as much as you can. Yeah, like Tom.
One rap group has decided to just make it easier for everybody. They're putting out a how-to DVD for groupies. The group G-Unit, which features rapper 50 Cent, has created Groupie Love for their fans.
God.
We hear that G-Unit's Lloyd Banks had a lot of input and was a real stickler for details, including the differences between hooking up on the tour bus as opposed to, say, the private plane or the recording studio.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
You didn't know anything about 50
Cent right there.
G-Unit.
Quoting him, some guys like a shy girl, but I don't need to be a teacher. I need an aggressive woman who can teach me some things. I'm not sure, but I think he's talking about sex.
Yeah.
In sports, ESPN is being accused of stealing statistics in a lawsuit from the people who own SportsNetwork.com. They say ESPN has stolen scores from their site by using their password-protected computer server. ESPN says the lawsuit is without merit and that it will fight in court.
That's funny always because... especially like on the selection show, the NCAA selection show.
Right.
CBS pays billions of dollars to be the first on the air with it.
Sure.
You know what ESPN does?
What?
They watch CBS, and as soon as CBS says, okay, Duke's the number one seed in the Northeast, ESPN comes on and goes, hey, guess what? We didn't pay a dime for this. Duke's number one in the Northeast seed.
And they have a show around it, too.
Yes, they do. Of course they do.
Everybody does
of
that.
Of course they do.
New Olympic rules allow for transsexuals. The IOC says it was a reality with male and female athletes that needed to be addressed. It's now allowed.
I think I've got those rules somewhere. Really, I'm not kidding.
I'm so excited about playing.
Just wiggle your finger.
Just wiggle your finger.
Just wiggle your finger.
Hi, lady.
NBC has extended its deal to broadcast arena football games. The deal doesn't cost
the network a dime for 17 regular season games, 5 playoff games, and the Arena Bowl.
Yeah, that's a sweet deal with them. Yeah. And they whore those things up. If you think
it's a sweet deal, because all they have to do is pay for the cable that goes into your house.
If you think that they whore up stuff, watch Arena Football some weekend.
They gum it up in the stadiums and everything, right?
Not only do they have the players that have got like 8 million patches from Aaron's, where you rent TVs, right, and Wendy's, and the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, the ball has got junk on it. Everywhere you go, there's junk. When the guys catch a ball, they're running into a thing for Hertz Rent-A-Car.
You know, you mentioned all those sponsors right there.
Yeah, I know.
They're
love
speaking
that
right to
I
you.
I know. Finally. And I can't find a pill. I can't get a pill. I guess. All I want's one. I don't even care what kind it is. Just a pill.
Get on some Ritalin. I guess this is news because you don't normally find cobra snakes in Little Rock, Arkansas. Paul Mitchell was driving his pickup and saw a box in the grass labeled live venomous snakes. Quoting Paul, when you see something like that, you want to look and see what it is. I went over and kicked the box.
Sure you do, I reckon.
Turns out it was live venomous snakes, including a cobra ready to strike. Quoting Paul, I was like, hot dog, that thing is big. Paul says he thought about killing it, but decided to donate the snakes to the zoo instead. The zoo says it doesn't normally take in animals off the street, but did so this time in the interest of public safety.
God needed a driver. I said, hot dog.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes, that's it. We gotta go.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And you. Pardon me?
I call my wife the cobra.
Jeez, you got to go home after that.
Yes, he does. Forget.
Our office is your office.
Anytime, Bob.
Okay. Anytime, oh, God.
Keep eating.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.